interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This Irish broadcast is brought to you in part by 9th Street Napa, Abadjan Motors, American West Bank, Animal Clinic East, Arby's of Walla Walla, Banner Bank, Blue Mountain Vision Clinic, Dale Graves, Dr. Stan Pearson Jr., Farmers Insurance Group, Bizarre's Finest of Clarkston, Ford of Walla Walla, Gary's Paint and Decorating Center, Inland Cellular, and John's Wheatland Bakery. And now, here's the voice of the Irish, Mike Spies, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Welcome to Burleski Stadium. I'm not Mike Spies, but I'm Jason Holthwaite. Mike's down in Colfax watching the track, and when he hears more, we'll let you know, because he's going to give a call in and fill us all in on what's going on around the state for track. We're going to make sure we fill you in on the teams that the DeSales Irish are going to be going against today, and we'll lead things off with the St. George Dragons, and we have some very interesting news also to pass on to you, so make sure you sit down, have something cold to drink by you. If you're not in Walla Walla and you're over in St. George, I know some of you down there are going to be listening to us. We'll get you in all the information we can. We're also, everyone here in Walla Walla, if you can, come on down. If you don't want to come on down, it's a beautiful day out here now. It's not like this morning. We'll go ahead and make sure to make your listening experience a great one. Bring your radio down here. You can listen to the radio and watch the game at the same time. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the St. George Dragons. We'll talk about the cleanup here at Burleski Stadium. And we're going to talk a little bit about Kim Cox's view of the bracket that they're in here in the regionals. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Time. We all need more time. What we really need is a grocery store that helps us to use our time better. If you have some grocery shopping to do, come on down to locally owned Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. You'll find fresh, locally grown produce, service that is second to none, and while you're shopping, you can take care of your AT&T and power bills. Pick up some stamps at our post office, even ship your UPS packages. You'll save money and time. Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. Community supporters for a generation and honored sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
How do today's busy students get all their schoolwork done, participate in school sports, and fit in driver's ed? They call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900. State-certified instructors Ron and Laura Long start a new 8-week course and a concentrated 5-week course every month, and they have a choice of class start times and drive times. Walla Walla Defensive Driving offers the advantage of small class sizes and the choice of a relaxed 8-week course length to allow students a better chance to absorb the course material. For more information, call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900.
Now tell me you've got connections.
I've got connections.
Oh, and I almost believe that.
Don't worry, you've got connections. At Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla, it's the red, white, and blue sale on now. Save thousands on new and used inventory. Save on this 05 Ford Mustang Coupe with auto, air, and CD, just $15,995. How about an 03 Dodge Neon for just $69,95? Or this 2005 Ford Freestar minivan for only $15,950. See your Ford connection, Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla.
I've got connections.
Now I'm hearing it.
Baby.
Walla Walla Electric is celebrating 30 years of service to the Walla Walla and Tushy Valleys. Walla Walla Electric specializes in residential electrical service. Whether it's computer and data cable wiring, fiber optic cabling, telephone and voicemail systems, home theaters, pools, hot tubs, spas, or whatever your electrical service needs, Walla Walla Electric can help you. Call Walla Walla Electric at 525-8672. That's 525-8672.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium to the Class B Region 4 Baseball Tournament. The first game today, starting at about 2 o'clock, is going to be the DeSales Fighting Irish versus the St. George Dragons. And St. George in their red and white uniforms out warming up on the first base line out in the outfield. The DeSales Irish in a huddle knelt down behind the third base line right there in the outfield. Tim Duncan and his crew getting the field prepared down here. And we're going to be off and running here probably right at the top of the hour around 2 o'clock. Hey, this is a good matchup right now. We got two league champions here. St. George, even though they're coming in as the number three seed from their district tournament, were the number one team in the Panorama League, and they are a very, very good ball club, have some good athletes, and it should be a close matchup for the DeSales Fighting Irish. We sat down and had a chance to talk to St. George, and they gave us some great information on their own players, and we'll pass that along a little bit later today as we're going through their lineup. But how St. George got here in the first place, the first game that they had in their district was against the Republic team from way up north. They lost to them 9-3 in their first game. So they had a choice. At 9-3, with that loss at 9-3, they could, if they won, they knew, because they played after DeSales played their district, so they knew where everyone else was, and they played on Sunday. They knew that if they lost, they would go and play at Pateras, play against Pateras in Spokane. If they won, they had to come to Walla Walla and play against the Irish. And their coach told their team, said, hey, you know, we want a chance to knock off Goliath. We want a chance to get the guys that were the state champions last year and have been. It would be nice to face them down in the state championship where we have a chance to go down a little bit further, you know, and not have to face that kind of caliber of a team. But you know what? What kind of message would we be sending to our kids if we told them we needed to dump this game and go over and play Pateras because it's closer to home and because it's not DeSales? And so, hey, I got a lot of respect for this coach. I have a lot of respect for some of the things that he's been talking about and talking with his kids. Also, hey, good coaching staff out here for St. George, a good experienced ball club, been in the been in playoffs for quite a while now, been in the playoffs for quite a while, and they came in, played against Northport, which is no slouch, as everyone knows. DeSales has faced them a couple of times coming down the pipe. And Northport defeated them 9-8 to advance here to Walla Walla as the number three seed from that district game. And so I have a lot of respect for their coach. And we'll go ahead and talk a little bit more about Scott Pate, the head coach of the St. George's Dragons. Also, later on in this pregame, we're going to have an interview with Kim Cox, talking a little bit about the team from the beginning till now. There's also a very, very interesting development that has occurred today that we're going to talk about with the DeSales Fighting Irish. So a little cliffhanger, got to make sure you keep tuned in, not running anywhere, picking up a burger or a hot dog yet. You got to listen to the whole pregame for it, and we'll pass that along as we get going. The last thing I wanted to say before we take our next break is that, hey, if you guys get a chance to see Tim Duncan, Hamada, Brian Tom Richards, Mr. Ebdeen, any of those guys, they were down here from about 5 o'clock this morning getting this field ready, and it looks fantastic. the field is great. Already there's been one region canceled for today over in Spokane. Yakima was supposed to get flooded, and we don't know if that game started yet, and we're going to try to get some more information on that as we go along. And then the one and down in Mossy Rock, I believe, is underway now, and so we're hoping to get some information on those to pass along to you also. So we'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to have that little surprise that we've been talking about, that little development for the DeSales Fighting Irish, and we're also going to get a chance to listen to Kim Cox and the interview that we had with him yesterday at the field. So you're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
Have you been to the new Napa store on East Isaacs next to John's Wheatland Bakery? 9th Street Napa recently merged with Walla Walla Motor Supply, creating the only locally owned full-service auto parts stores in Walla Walla. The machine shop is still located on 2nd Street, and Napa's new Isaacs store isn't just a place to shop. It's a place to experience. With over 12,000 square feet, the Isaac Street Napa store is a full-service auto parts store offering custom paint mixing, hydraulic hose building, and with more than 350 years of combined experience between them, simply the most knowledgeable staff you'll find anywhere. Get the good stuff at Napa.
When you think of quality and reliability, you think of Toyota and Abadjon Motors in Walla Walla, where we sell a better car for less every day. Every in-stock new 2005 and 2006 Camry and Solara are priced $3,000 off MSRP, or get as low as 2.9% financing. That's right, $3,000 off on America's favorite car. So don't miss out. There's never been a better time to buy. And selection is limited. Abadjon Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla, where everybody gets a great deal.
Everybody gets a great deal.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
There's a bank they call Community. The reason's clear to see. Strong like you and me. Independent, a bank built on a small town dream. So believe, believe in the power of local money working for local people. Community Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium as the Irish are down on the field getting warmed up in their famous pregame that everyone knows about, talks about, writes about, legendary about, everything about. It's amazing how a lot of teams just kind of can't handle this pregame. And as I look around, I can't see St. George. They actually took their team behind the bleachers here at Burleski Stadium get them away from watching the pregame or just to get them back there to talk. Not sure, making a little bit of a guess on that one. But it seems like a lot of times, a lot of teams just don't like to sit down and watch the Irish do their pregame. Kind of stemming from the Davenport game down in Spokane when a young man who was on the mound down there actually jumped into the woods and we didn't see him again for about four or five innings. So there's a lot of interesting developments going on down here at Burleski Stadium. Let me give you the big one, is that starting on the mound today for the DeSales Fighting Irish is not Jack Dixon, is not Mike Tompkins, and is not Aaron Rhineland, but is in fact Mike Richard, who has been cleared to play for the DeSales Irish. So the big lefty is going to be able to start for the Irish. He's had some bullpen sessions. He is on a pitch count, and we'll see how he does. But right now, according to Coach Cox and Coach Holtzinger and according to Mike, he's looking pretty good. And if you got a horse like that, you don't want to leave him in the stable. You want to throw him out there, get him going, and see what he can do. And the Irish, of course, have Aaron Rhineland that they can bring in, and they also have Jack Dixon and Tompkins that they can bring in case of emergency, in case they build up a lead, or in case they need to bring him in because Mike's a little erratic. But I tell you what, there's not a lot of times that you see Mike a little erratic, so it's going to be really interesting to see how that matchup's going to go. So that's a big story here at Burleski. Another story that is going around, too, is that the Spokane Regional has been canceled because of rain, and so they're going to end up playing that probably tomorrow. The district for the softball girls, Fast Pitch, has been canceled, and actually what they're going to end up doing is they'll play those on Monday. This is what's going around, is that on Monday, the softball girls will play at the top, at the higher seeds home field. And so instead of having it all in one place, everyone's going to kind of disperse amongst the state of Washington to get these games in on Monday. So make sure to stay tuned for that. And if we have any information coming down from track down in Colfax, we'll make sure to pass that along. Also, if we hear how any of the regionals are going in Mossy Rock or in Yakima, we'll make sure to pass that along to you also. Want to make sure we talk a little bit about the starting pitcher for the St. George Dragons, and his name is Justin Gallagher. And Justin Gallagher is a sophomore pitcher, and he's an infielder also. He's a first-team All-Panorama League. He's 7-1 with three saves and a 1.88 ERA with 69 strikeouts. He led the team with seven home runs, has 41 RBIs, and he's playing in the Junior Olympic Nationals this summer in Phoenix, Arizona. This year, Justin tossed the first no-hitter ever at Clark Field, home of the Dragons, beating Selkirk 10-0, and recorded 13 strikeouts and two walks in the five-inning game. And so when I talked to Coach Cox, he thought that this kid was the best pitcher for St. George, and he's who we are getting. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the Irish hitters can come out and go against this guy. The other pitcher that really has a pretty good record for St. George is another seven-win pitcher. He's 7-3. It's Travis Hoff, and he has, 59 strikeouts and 20 walks, so pretty comparable to Gallagher. But these two big men are the guns for the Dragons. They are stacked heavy, the Dragons are, with three 500-plus hitters, three more 400-plus hitters. So they have depth in their lineup. They are a pretty good ball club. It should be a great matchup today for the DeSales Fighting Irish and the Dragons. And I'm really looking forward to it. I can start to feel the adrenaline starting to go here as everyone is getting ready for this game. It's a beautiful day out here at Burleski Stadium, and the field is immaculate. It's really a good deal. They pumped over 200 gallons of water out of the outside of this field this morning, and they had the fuel pumps out, and they were getting it off the field. It looks great. It really does, and you would never know that we had this huge rain deluge that came through with Noah and the Ark and everything else coming out here. yesterday with 2x2. I swore I saw some giraffes run by the back of my patio last night during some of that thunderstorm. But right now, this feels great. The weather is great. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's a great backdrop for the hitters, and I am really getting ready for this game. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll give you some more stats, some more information about the St. George Dragons and some of the kids that the Irish are going to have to go against today. Listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
You say you're not into veggies? Let Fazari's put you to the test. With our delicious taco salad, a south of the border treat with zest.
A bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese.
And our seasoned roast beef. Add salsa and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like you're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty chow!
Mamma mia! Fazari's Finest and Fazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
Rabies is a fatal viral disease that affects the central nervous system of almost all mammals. Animals contract rabies through the bite of an infected animal or from contact with infected saliva on abraded skin. Prevention is the only way to combat rabies for the protection of your pet and family members. Contact your Walla Walla area veterinarian today for a comprehensive vaccination program for your pets that includes protection against rabies. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For 55 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Hassle-free, pressure-free, and worry-free are words that describe Dale Graves' family-owned dealership. Anniversary special prices, great service, and huge factory incentives are reasons to purchase right now. Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automotive business for 55 years. Pontiac, Buick, GMC. We are professional grade. Open every day on South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Need some fabrication work or machining done? Walla Walla Farmers Co-op has one of the best fab shops that you'll find anywhere. Whether it's sprayer parts, steel tubing, steel plate, steel shaft, chrome cylinder shaft, stainless steel, or aluminum, there's no job too small or too large for our full-service machine and fabrication shop. Come in and see what else we have to offer at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op Machine Shop, 928 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Western Farm Service for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs. And for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Western Farm Service is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish all the best in their bid for a state championship. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Western Farm Service, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
How is it that L&G Ranch Supply can keep their prices so darn low? Well, for starters, they are a member of one of the largest farm and home store chains in the country, which gives them incredible buying power. Couple that with truckload pricing, and you end up with some of the best savings you'll find anywhere. And L&G has been family-owned and operated since the 60s, which makes shopping at L&G simply a delight. Try it sometime. There's no other store like L&G. Find out why at 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
There was once a boy named Bucky who played Babe Ruth in Hermiston, Oregon. Now, Hermiston Babe Ruth has a business checking account at Banner Bank, and one of its supporters is Banner customer Dave Ego of Cottage Flowers, where Debbie Watson purchased an arrangement to congratulate her former neighbor, that little boy named Bucky Jacobson, on his first Major League homer. It just goes to prove that we're all in some way connected to the same bank. Banner Bank. Better ideas, better banking. Member FDIC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium here at the Region Number 4 tournament at Burleski Stadium here in Walla Walla as the Irish are finishing up their pregame and coming on in. A little bit of information to pass on to you about the St. George Dragons as Justin Gallagher is warming up down in the bullpen. Looks like he's a pretty good pitcher down there. Should be a pretty interesting matchup for the Irish and for St. George as the Irish finish up. Tim Onan, who is their senior shortstop pitcher, four-year All-Panorama League selection. Tim is debating on either going to the University of Puget Sound or to Redlands University in Southern California, where he will be playing baseball on scholarship. Travis Hoff, who has a brother, Trenton, who is the freshman catcher. He's a second-year starter, so it means he started when he was an eighth grader, has thrown at over 80% of runners trying to steal on him. His older brother, Travis, is going to walk on Chapman University in Southern California, so that's a good deal. They got two kids who are going to be playing at an above-level school coming out of B. They have good pitching. They have solid defense. They have solid hitting. It should be a very good matchup. And I had a chance to talk to Kim Cox yesterday in an interview, and we're going to play that here in just a little bit. And he had a lot to say about this team, about St. George. And if you sit down and you really listen to some of the stuff that he was talking about with St. George, Tootle Lake, all the teams that are in this bracket here, is that the Irish, even though they have some 2 and 3 seeds in this bracket, the difference is that 3 of the 4 teams that are here are league champions. So these guys know how to play. They know how to do it. And it should be a tough bracket for the Irish to get through. And whoever comes out of here should be in a pretty good position in state. So we'll go ahead and listen to that interview from head coach Kim Cox of the DeSales Irish.
I'm here with head coach Kim Cox of the DeSales Irish. And Kim, got the number one seed coming out of District 9. Get a chance to play in your own backyard at Burleski Stadium. Talk a little bit about this team from the beginning of the year till now and how this team has developed going over this season.
Well, Jason, I think, you know, first and foremost, it's a really good, you know, group of young guys. We have an excellent senior class. You know, there's not you know, tons of them, but you know, really, really quality kids, hardworking guys. You know, they've been a joy to be around, you know, for the last 4 years. And, you know, I mean, the last few days when we got this 100-degree weather, I mean, they just practiced it great. You know, under some, you know, really bad circumstances. And, you know, there was never a letdown. There was never a, you know, like, you wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't have known by watching if they were practicing 100 degrees. I mean, they're running hard, sliding hard. I mean, the practice were excellent. So I just think it's just a real quality bunch of guys.
Going through this year, had some tough breaks along the way. Weren't able to have the number one pitcher from last year, Mike Richard. Had some good games, some bad games. All the losses so far this year have been against clubs that are in higher classification than Class B. You're undefeated in Class B. Talk a little bit, and it's something that we hit on almost every year, but talk about playing guys that are in the higher classifications and what that does for this ball club when it comes to this time of the year.
Well, I think the thing that it does the most is when you play against guys who are really quality teams. And like Pendleton is a quality team. I mean, there's every guy in an order, 1 through 9, is a tough out. Okay. And this year, the Baker City team is the best Baker City team we've ever played against. In fact, you know, they beat Pendleton in their head-to-head, you know. So, you know, we were able to get a win against Baker City, you know, here in Walla Walla. And we weren't able to get Pendleton, and we had, you know, had an opportunity to beat them one time, but didn't. But I think that what it really teaches you when you play against guys like that is how important every pitch is, you know, because... you know, it doesn't matter if there's, you know, 2 out and nobody on. You still got to continue to locate. You still got to, you know, continue to make, you know, pitches that matter. And against a team like that, when you fail, you know, to do those things, you know, they get on them and they make you pay right away. So, you know, playing those teams, I think, helps us, you know, a lot to appreciate, you know, how important, you know, every single out, every single inning, every single pitch.
Last week, went through District 9 to get the number one seed coming in. First game was pretty much a blowout. It was 17-0 with a no-hitter. And then turned around against League Foe and was up 12-0 and ended up winning 12-8. talk about the doubleheader last week and some of the things you saw and some of the things that you guys want to do better this year?
Well, you know, I thought that overall, you know, we had a pretty positive day, you know, over in that side. We did have that one inning where we gave up six runs in one inning against Liberty Christian. And, you know, there's a couple of things that come to mind with that. I mean, first of all, was, you know, what we just got done talking about, and that is the importance of locates. You know, during that inning, you know, we suddenly, you know, failed to locate. You know, we got balls out over the plate, and we got I don't know for sure, Jason, and you were probably keeping a book up there, but I know that about five of those, you know, line drives up the middle, those two strike on guys.
Mm-hmm.
And all we had to do is, you know, hit a spot and get them out, and we just didn't do that, you know. It was frustrating. But then on the other hand, I think you got to give the Liberty Christian kids some credit. I mean, you know, those guys, you know, even though they were down 12 to nothing, you know, didn't stop competing and, you know, still try to, you know, put together quality at bat and a good swing on a ball when they had an opportunity to do that. So I think you got to give them some credit as well.
I know their number nine hitter hurt us a little bit and hurt them in the first game, did some good jobs, so they got production from everywhere. Going into this week, going to face St. George, also have Tudor Lake and coming up, which is someone that we know a lot about over the years, at least I do. I remember them from junior and senior year, the Fighting Ducks. Talk a little bit about this bracket here and what it looks like for DeSales going into it.
Well, the regionals are really tough regionals. I mean, the St. George, you know, came out of that district as the number three seed, but they're the Panorama champion, okay? Tudor Lake came out of their district as the number three seed, but they're the Pacific champion, you know? And so, I mean, both those teams were, you know, I guess, you know, some people say they were upset, you know, at district. And I talked to Jay Henderson from Mossy Rock, and you know, a good coach and friend of mine. And Jay said, you know, I'll tell you one thing, team, that about Tudor Lake, they're the best team in our area. You know, so, I mean, they're not a number three in our mind. I mean, they're a number one seed coming into this region. And I think the same thing could be said for St. George. I mean, they're the Panorama League champion. And all the Panorama teams, I thought, were the three, you know, were better than the Viscounts. And the fact that there was three of them, three out of the four teams in the district were Panorama teams, not just the Viscounts. That was just that, you know, re-emphasizes that statement. So, you know, I mean, regardless of all of that, you know, I still think that, you know, what it was going to come down to is just, you know, us doing what we can do and what we need to do, you know. And not focus on, what the other teams are doing from us, but, you know, what we do well. And we need to locate, we need to, you know, have good at bats and, you know, hit mistakes well, you know, and score runs. And I think if we've done that for the most part, especially since first April. So, you know, I just, you know, hope that our guys will, you know, respond well and, you know, in the past we have. And so, I'm just hoping that continues.
Well, since DeSales has gone to Class B, they're 69-6 in state playoff games for all playoffs after the regular season. So hopefully we can make it 71-6 and head on to another state championship. Well, good luck, Kim, and see you down there.
Thanks. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
That was head coach Kim Cox of the DeSales Irish talking a little bit about this bracket and about the St. George Dragons and what the Irish are up against today. For those of you just tuning in, a big surprise out here at Berleski Stadium is that instead of Aaron Rhineland, Jack Dixon, or Mike Tompkins out on the mound for the Irish, they will be throwing out lefty Mike Richard. As everyone was looking at me, Mike Richard, and he's down warming up in the bullpen now, and he's been cleared to play. He is going to be playing today, and as a left-handed pitcher, pretty good. Last year ended up helping the Irish get down to the state championship game, was able to be a big contributor in last year's club, hasn't had a chance really to play this year because of the arm surgery. And he looks to be himself over there warming up, looking pretty good, has had some really good bullpens and we're looking for good things. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we should almost be right there for the start of this game, the first game in the regional playoffs here in Walla Walla at Berlewski Stadium. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHFS.
Talk about bad luck. First, one of the kids left a dome light on in the car, needed to be jumped the next morning before I could get to work. Then the wife locked her keys in the car and needed expert help getting the door open without damage. Then we needed a rental car after our own car broke down the day before our trip to the in-laws for the holidays. Each time, we called the same place, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental. No, we haven't needed a tow for a while, but you can guess who we'd call. Lightfoot's Towing at 525-1680. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
Taking care of household responsibilities can really be time-consuming. Between paying the bills, cleaning the house, cutting the grass, grocery shopping, and more, who has time to maintain their comfort equipment? Fortunately, Grassy Refrigeration makes it easy with their planned service agreement. Under this plan, their technicians will come out to your house to check and service your system to make sure that all components are functioning the way they should. Plus, you get discounts on parts and labor and priority service in case of an emergency. If only everything else was this easy to take care of. Call Grassy, 529-9700. Having a hard time finding quality RV and mini storage? Check out Burns Street RV and Mini Storage over by Memorial Golf Course in Walla Walla. David Conan and Pat Rhodes have built a state-of-the-art RV and mini storage facility. They even have insulated units for cars and antiques. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Street by Memorial Golf Course. For more information, call 520-1467. That's 520-1467.
Conan Rock Products is your place to go for the finest materials and the friendliest service available. Need some riprap for enhancing your stream bank? How about some decorative rock? Perhaps you need your driveway graded, graveled, and rolled. Who you gonna call? Conan Rock Products at 938-6856. Conan Rock Products is a proud sponsor of DeSales Irish Athletics. Serving Walla Walla's rock product needs for more than a generation, that's Conan Rock Products. Call them today at 938-6856.
Concrete Industries is Walla Walla's premier supplier of ready-mix concrete, sand, gravel and block. With the largest mixer and hauler fleets in the Valley area, Concrete Industries has a truck for every size job. And their fully computerized batching system and on-site quality control personnel allow Concrete Industries to offer professional mix designs for that special job. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. Or visit their website at k.concreteindustries.com.
Good players aren't simply born, they are formed. DeSales Irish coaches have known about this for some time now. Fine young men and women who make a positive contribution to society aren't simply born either. They, too, are formed. Walla Walla Catholic Schools have also known about this, and they've been forming some of the finest Christian young people in our society for 135 years. The doctors at Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic recognize Walla Walla Catholic Schools for a job well done, and they wish the Irish the best of luck during the playoffs.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Berlewski Stadium to the Class B Region 4 baseball tournament here in Walla Walla, Washington. And we are going to be underway in about 2 minutes as the St. George Dragons will be visitors. The DeSales Fighting Irish will have the hammer for home, and they will be able to send Mike Richard out there to see what the St. George Dragons can do against the left-hander and what the left-hander has since this will be his first game of the year. So it'll be really interesting to kind of see how things start out. Now, Mike is on a pitch count, and we'll see how far he goes as far as that goes. The umpires and coaches meeting down at home plate, talking about the rules here at Burleski Stadium. Still a beautiful day, some blue skies broken up by cloud cover, to be honest, it's you couldn't ask for better weather after yesterday and today for this game, because the field is immaculate. A great job by Tim Duncan and his crew out here. They came out early in the morning. I heard something about 5 a.m. this morning with Hamada, Brian Richard, Tom Richard, Eb Dean. All these guys came out and helped get this field in order, and it looks great. It's just a great deal down here at Burleski Stadium, and it's a beautiful venue for these kids to be able to sit down and get a chance to play here in regionals. And the DeSales Fighting Irish getting ready to get rolling. A couple of seniors, this is a loser-out contest. If the DeSales Irish lose, it'll be the last game that the seniors play. If the St. George Dragons lose, it'll be the last year for them also. Travis Hoff for the Dragons, Kenny Hong for the Dragons, and Tim Onan are all seniors for the Dragons. For the Irish, Kevin Roach, Jack Dixon, Casey Worth, Zach Ebdeen, and Mike Harry are all seniors, along with Mike Tompkins, they have him down as a junior this year, Mike Tompkins. That would be nice, since he lost a year of eligibility. We'll have to change that. But I'm hoping that the Irish play a couple more games. The Irish are 69-6 going into today's ball game in the playoffs, and they're hoping to make it 70-6 right here today, as Mike Richards starts to warm up out on the mound and the Dragons get an eyeful of the big left-hander. We'll go ahead and take a very, very short break, and when we come back, we'll have the first pitch to today's ball game between the Irish and the Dragons. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts. Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast. Loney's Harvest Foods in Southgate is Walla Walla's only locally owned grocery store. And locally owned means old-fashioned values are alive and well at Loney's. They've teamed up with RSVP to offer free home delivery of groceries to senior citizens and the handicapped. Just call your order into RSVP at 527-3278 by Wednesday, and you'll have your groceries delivered on Thursday. How much more convenient can it get? Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate, proud sponsors of DeSales High School Athletics.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium. The ball has gone down, and the Irish are getting ready to start this thing off as the St. George Dragons, the number 3 seed out of District 7, take on the DeSales Fighting Irish, the number 1 seed out of District 9. In the next game today, right after this, Tuttle Lake will take on Riverside Christian. Tuttle Lake, the number 3 seed out of District 4, and Riverside Christian, the number 2 seed out of District 5. Those two winners will face off to send one to state. And Mike Richards sets up. And at the plate is Tim Onan, and takes the first pitch up high, ball 1. Tim Onan, one of the leading hitters, hitting .510 on the season. Mike's next pitch down low and in, ball 2. Two balls, no strikes. Tim Onan with a .510 batting average. Two home runs on the year. Mike's 2-0 pitch. Fastball up high, ball 3. Three balls, no strikes, and not the start that really the Irish want to see from Mike. We want to make sure we get him through the lineup as the fourth pitch comes in a little high, ball 4. Four balls And Tim comes on down the line for a walk, and the leadoff hitter is on for the Dragons. That'll bring up Mike Wilhelm. Wilhelm is a 409 hitter.
Number 16, Mike Wilhelm.
With 26 RBIs and no home runs on the season. So the lefty, Mike Richard, sets Tim Onen at first base, gets his lead, and the pitch is outside and high, ball one. So five straight balls by Mike Richard to start things off today. As Mike comes set, looks the runner at first base, brings the delivery low, and that's a strike. So it looks like this umpire here has a little bit of a low zone. And Mike just trying to find the zone to start things off here. And we'll have the 1-1 pitch shortly as Mike comes set. And now picks off the runner at first base. It's close as he got him leaning, but they were not able to bring him down as Mike almost had him as he took a secondary lead over at first base. Tompkins and Richard working the game over there at first base as Tim Onen trying to get a little extra hippity-hop towards second. Onen takes his lead at first. Richard gets the sign and comes set. The first base move a little wide to Tompkins. Tompkins comes off the bag and gets it, tosses it back to Mike Richard. 1-1 count on the batter, Mike Wilhelm. Wilhelm, the left fielder for the Dragons. Richard comes set. The pitch swung on and missed as Harry Snap throws down to first base, and it's not in time to get on. So one ball, two strikes on Wilhelm. Coach Pate going through the signal over at third base as Richard comes set and delivers. Strike three right down the can for Mike Richard, and that'll be a caught-looking strikeout on Wilhelm for the first out of the inning. So one out, and that'll bring up the very, very dangerous hitter, Justin Gallagher, 508 hitter with seven home runs. He's just a sophomore. According to what we have here, he's a sophomore. Gallagher digs into the box as Richard comes set and delivers. First pitch is inside corner, strike one. And it looks like Mike has got rid of all the rust and the dust, and he's back in the groove. As Mike comes set, looks at the runner at first base. They got him in the rundown as Onen gets picked off at first, and the throw goes down to second base to Worth it and tags him out. So a pickoff by the lefty, and Onen is erased from the base path. So that'll be your second out as Gallagher has one strike on him, and the sun breaks through the clouds here at Burleski Stadium. The 0-1 pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the shortstop, Worth. Worth comes up, digs it out, but the ball gets behind Tompkins as the throw is low. Harry, backing up on the play along with Baffney, picks it up, and it will keep Gallagher at first base. So good job there by the catcher and right fielder to cover. And instead of having a runner on first and third with one out, there's only a runner on first with two outs on that pickoff as Travis Hoff comes to hit. 450 average for Hoff. He has no home runs on the year. Richard comes set, delivers, swung on and missed by Hoff. Strike one. Mike started out the game with five straight balls and since then has done nothing but throw strikes. Richard comes set, delivers the 0-1 pitch, and I jinxed him as that's ball one. So good for me. I'll have to wear my hat on backwards and inside out. As Richard gets the ball, has a sign from Harry, sets, and the 1-1 pitch, no, it's a pickoff. And back in plenty of time is Travis Hoff. Hitting right now, or I'm sorry, back in time is Justin Gallagher. who's over at first base. Hoff has a 1-1 count on him, and the pitch swung on, foul back. One ball, two strikes. Mike Richard, of course, having surgery earlier this year, has not played in any of the Irish games so far. This is his first appearance and first game of the season. As Mike looks in, has the sign. The 1-2 pitch on the way, a little off-speed pitch in outside. Ball two, two balls and two strikes on Hoff. The 2-2 pitch up high and out, ball three. Full count on Travis Hoff, and that'll have Gallagher on the road. Hightailing it towards second base on the pitch, and he better be careful because we don't want him to get picked off here as the coach are sitting over there talking to him. Mike has a great move towards first base. He doesn't go that way. Pitch came in and fouled back. So we'll reset it and do it again as the ball ricochets off the bat and into the umpire. That always feels good. Mike sets the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed right into Harry's glove for strike three, and that'll end the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. And at the end of the top of the first, it's 0-0 with the Irish coming up to hit. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHFS.
Do you have a teenager who will be driving soon? Be prepared for sticker shock. Not for the car, for the auto insurance premium. Ron and Laura Long at Walla Walla Defensive Driving can help you. As state-certified driving instructors, they know that their driver's education courses can play a pivotal role in teaching your teen the driving skills needed on today's roads to keep safe, legal, and citation-free, which in turn will minimize your insurance premiums. For more information, call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900. That's 527-8900.
Great service and master technicians at Your Ford Connection. Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla specialize in giving you the best service. With two dealerships, there's twice the staff experience at your fingertips. The goal is to connect you to the service solution you need.
With the high cost of fuel, is your vehicle running at its optimum level? Make an appointment to make sure you're getting the correct mileage and how they can improve it with genuine Ford services.
Connect to great service and master technicians at Your Ford Connection today. Find out more online at yourfordconnection.com. Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla, home of the $1,000 guarantee.
Walla Walla Electric is celebrating 30 years of service to the Walla Walla and Tushy Valleys. Walla Walla Electric specializes in residential electrical service. Whether it's computer and data cable wiring, fiber optic cabling, telephone and voicemail systems, home theaters, pools, hot tubs, spas, or whatever your electrical service needs, Walla Walla Electric can help you. Call Walla Walla Electric at 525-8672. That's 525-8672.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Back to Burleski Stadium as Jack Dixon is at the plate. Two balls, no strikes on Jack as we got knocked off there just for a second. Jack Dixon in last weekend's ball games. Started out with a pretty good day at three hits in two games for Dixon as that pitch comes over for strike one. Two balls, one strike on Dixon. Gallagher, the pitcher for the Dragons, throws a curveball right on the outside corner for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Dixon playing second base today for the Irish as Gallagher works quickly. The 2-2 pitch, curveball, swung on and missed. As Dixon goes down swinging for strike three. So the first out in the inning for the Irish, and they get a chance to see Gallagher. Gallagher with a 1.88 ERA, a really good pitcher for the Dragons. Coach Cox, a lot of respect for this kid, even though he's young, and says, hey, you know, this kid can pitch, has a good arm, does a good job around the plate, and it'll be interesting to see this matchup between him and Mike Richard today as Gallagher has the ball up high, ball one, to Zach Ebdeen. Ebdeen playing center field today. Last week, Zach had six hits, three in the first and three in the second, as the next pitch comes in inside, ball two, two balls, no strikes. The catcher behind the plate for the Dragons is a freshman this year, but don't let that fool you. This kid's a two-year starter, has an 80% throwout rate. As the curveball comes in, hits off of Zach Ebdeen's leg, and he'll walk on down to first base with a hit-by-pitch. And the Irish are in business with a man on first. So Gallagher wearing number 13 as the coach for the St. George Dragons says, hey, the Irish need to get out of the way. This is an age-old question and query to the umpires when the Irish are out there. And for anyone who's ever watched a Sales-Irish game, you at least see one coach, two coaches, or heck, maybe even 12 or 15 coaches talk about this every tournament. Because the Irish get up on the plate, they challenge the pitchers, they make sure, hey, that plate's ours. And just because they move a little bit, the coaches say, that's not getting out of the way. The Irish teach, hey, if a ball's coming in at you, you got to protect yourself. You just got to turn a little bit, make sure it hits you on the fleshy part, because that ball's fast. It's hard to get out of the way of that ball. So if you turn a little bit, it's just protecting you, and if it misses you, great. If it doesn't, then, hey, you get to move down to first base. Little sarcasm goes a long way on the radio. Jake Moore, the number three hitter, up to hit, the third baseman, as Gallagher delivers a fastball. Moore pops it up behind home plate. We'll see if they have a play on it as the catcher goes back, turns around, and has that ball for the second out. So a pop-up to the catcher for the second out of the inning, and that'll bring up big Mike Tompkins. Tompkins, of course, the power hitter, really, for the Irish. The big lefty, as the coach for the St. George Dragons, starts to direct traffic with the center and right fielder and just says, hey, just move back, 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 back. As Tompkins digs in, Gallagher in the stretch, looks in, has the sign, and now throws a pickoff over towards Dixon as the ball gets away. Towards Ebdeen. Not far enough away for Ebdeen to get down to second base, gets up, and gets back on first base as 22, Zach Ebdeen, gets his lead over there. And Mike Tompkins sets up, locks, and here's the pitch. Fastball's up high. Ebdeen goes, slides into second base, safe for a stolen base. So we have a runner in scoring position as Ebdeen swipes second base. Good jump there by Zach. Zach, of course, the senior, lots of experience out there, now has a pretty good look and has the potential of scoring on a single as the outfield is back deep for the Dragons. Gallagher with the stretch, the delivery up high, ball, that'll be two balls and no strikes on Tompkins. Mike Tompkins in the state championship game last year blasted a home run that I'm not sure would have stayed in Yellowstone National Park, let alone the one that they were in Yakima, as Gallagher sets and delivers. Fastball inside hits him on the posterior, and Tompkins will truck on down to first base with a hit-by-pitch. And so we'll have runners on first and second with shortstop Casey Wirth coming up to hit. Casey, last week, had one hit. Big hit, and also had a sacrifice fly for the Irish as Gallagher sets and delivers his first pitch. Swung on, single in the hole, bobbled by the left fielder as Ebdeen comes in to score. Tompkins comes all the way around from first to third on that because the third baseman was out trying to help the left fielder and no one covered third. Nice job there by the senior to advance on that play to third base as Casey Wirth picks up an RBI single into left field.
At the plate, center number 28, Mike Harry.
And that'll bring up Mike Harry. Harry had a great series down in Tri-Cities last week. as he came up in several situations and came away with a hit. And now gets hit by a pitch as Gallagher is starting to struggle a little bit on the mound as the Irish, and I would imagine the Irish are right up on that plate, and that'll bring up big Baffney. Baffney hit a double down to the left field base of the wall over in Tri-Cities there at Dust Devil Stadium last week. Hit the ball hard a couple of times, and he's a big, big boy as Gallagher sets and delivers. Curveball outside on the corner for strike one. And it looks like this umpire's zone is low, about from the shoe tops to the belt. And the next pitch comes in outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. That's an advantage, really, for the pitchers. If they can get that ball there, that's a difficult pitch to hit for anybody. As the 1-1 pitch comes in, kind of sawed off on Baffney. Is it down the first baseline? Foul ball. One ball and two strikes. Runners on first and second for the Irish. One run already in this inning. Ebdeen coming around to score on Casey Wirth's single to left field. I'm sorry, first, second, and third. Bases are loaded. As Harry was hit by his pitch, Baffney with the 1-2 pitch up high, ball two. Two balls, two strikes on Baffney. And the last thing Gallagher really wants to do here is go full count on the Irish and get everyone in motion before the pitch. Baffney sets, Gallagher delivers. 2-2 pitch, curveball. Strike three on the outside corner. Caught looking is Baffney, and the Irish are retired for the inning, but not before they score one run on one hit, no errors, and three men left on base. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium here at the Class B Region 4 Baseball Tournament. The Irish leading 1-0 after one inning. Mike Richard out on the mound is going to be going against Trent Hoff. Trent, the freshman, he's catching. He's the number 5 hitter in the lineup. And Hoff, pretty good little hitter as he grounds the ball down to second base. A little toss across by Dixon to Tompkins, and that will retire him 4-3 on the first pitch. And that is what we'd love to see with Mike Richard out there as it's a quick pitch. And we'll make sure to deliver a pitch count to you here the most that we can as we go along, as I'm trying to keep track of pitches for Mike. We know what the pitch count is, and we'll have to let you know when he gets close to that as Mike sets and delivers. First pitch is a strike to Tim Mackin. Mackin, a 321 hitter for the Dragons. No home runs on the season. The 0-1 pitch swung on, grounded to third. A little bobble by Moore. Moore picks it up, throws it across, not in time to Tompkins as he stretches out for it, as Mackin did not give up the whole time down, and that will be an error on the third baseman. So Mackin is on, and that brings up third baseman David Peterson. Peterson, a 360 hitter with one home run on the year. I'm sorry, no home runs. He has a triple on the year. As the Irish set up, Richard in the stretch, the lefty sets, looks, and delivers. Fastball outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Last inning, went through four hitters, struck out two, gave up only one hit, one walk, picked off the leadoff hitter at first base to help retire the side. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside, just outside. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Mike Carey, the catcher for the Irish. A lot of experience back there behind the dish as the 2-0 pitch is delivered. Right on the outside corner for strike one. Two balls and one strike. The clouds really starting to burn away here at Berleski Stadium as the sun is shining down. If you're sitting at home, you need to come down here. It's a beautiful day at the ballpark. The 2-1 pitch by Mike Richard as he sets and tries a little pickoff. Tim Mackin back in plenty of time as the lead for the Dragons has been greatly reduced at first base after the pickoff of Annan. The 2-1 pitch swung on and missed. Fastball just a little behind that was Peterson. Two balls and two strikes on Peterson. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball way outside. Ball three. Three balls and two strikes. So full count here for Mike Richard. On the number seven hitter, the third baseman, Peterson. Richard sets, looks, delivers. Fastball on the inside corner, strike three looking, and nothing he could do about that one as Mike Richard puts that right where he needs to for the second out of the inning, brings up the number eight hitter, Colin Schilling.
Number 16, right fielder, Colin Schilling.
Colin, a 407 hitter, a left-hander. Going to be a little bit more difficult for Colin with Mike out there on the mound. As Mike gets the sign from Harry, sets, and delivers. Fastball low, ball one. Mike, really deliberate out there on the mound, taking his time. Getting the pitch, coming set, almost lulling the runner at first base to sleep as he did on it. The 1-0 pitch, fastball, right down the heart of the plate for strike one. One ball, one strike. Mike stretching out a little bit out there on the mound. Set. The 1-1 pitch, swung on, fouled back by Schilling. One ball, two strikes. Schilling at the number eight hole, hitting 407, has 21 runs on the year, 22 hits, 15 RBIs, has five doubles, and six walks with 11 strikeouts on the year. Richard with the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, a little high and outside. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. As Mike came off the mound thinking that it was right there, he was ready to jog into the dugout. Mike now tucking in his shirt, making sure he looks presentable out there on the mound. Never know who's watching. As the Irish swung around a little bit towards right field. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on, foul back, and out of play as the runner was running on the pitch.
lefty up there, Schilling, just getting a piece of it, pulling a little Ichiro up there, trying to stay alive. Now Mike has the sign, set, and the 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strike three, and that will end the inning as Schilling swings and misses on the pitch, and we'll go to the bottom of the second inning. The score, the Irish 1, the Dragons nothing. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
There are more than a dozen auto parts stores in the Walla Walla Valley now. They're all the same, right? Not quite. Napa Auto Parts, now with a second location on East Isaacs at the former Penguin location, is a cut above the rest. Napa's ASE-certified parts professionals have more than 350 years of combined experience. Napa mixes custom auto paint, builds hydraulic hoses, and specializes in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small engine auto parts. And with combined inventories of $2 million, Napa's two stores on South 9th and East Isaacs are the only locally owned full-service auto parts stores left in Walla Walla. Open 7 days a week at both locations, Napa Auto Parts.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium. Irish lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Up right now is Aaron Ryland, who's DHing for Mike Richards, the pitcher. Ryland watches a strike come in low and outside. Ryland, the number 8 hitter, hit a double in last week's doubleheader. Swung on, popped up. Should be an easy play for the right fielder as he comes in, has it drop right in the basket, and Ryland's retired fly out to the right fielder for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Bo Ebding. Bo, in last week's ball game, had 3 hits, had a great catch out in left field in the second game that saved a couple of runs. And it was a diving catch, went Superman on everyone, went vertical, and then went horizontal, and it was pretty good. Bo digs in, swings at the first pitch, off the pitcher's glove, has a chance to get down there. Close play, safe for Bo as he beats out the throw from the third baseman. And the coach for the Dragons disagrees. And we'll have a couple of words to talk to the first base umpire. First base umpire says, that's what I saw. The coach says, you're wrong, and now walks back to his dugout. Ultimately, the coach never wins that battle. Sort of like France and all the wars they fought.
Number 8, Jack Dixon, second baseman.
Bo takes a lead, pick off over at first base as Tompkins heads down to the bullpen to get warmed up. Have to keep an eye on Mike as Mike stretched out a lot in that last inning as Dixon squares away to bunt, pulls it back for ball. Bo at first base with one out. Bo, quick, on his feet. Has some speed out there, so one ball, no strike on Dixon. Dixon struck out his last at bat. As another pickoff comes down towards Bo Ebding, he dives into the back of the bag, safe. Gallagher really watching Bo Ebding over at first base, kind of preoccupied with the man over there. As the blonde Gallagher sets, delivers, quick pitch, towards Dixon for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Dixon showing bunt his first at bat, and the second at bat here, the second pitch to him did not show bunt. We'll see what Coach Cox wants to do here as Ebdeen gets his lead at first base. The pitch comes in, a little swing, back to the pitcher, turns around, throws the ball to second base. Both shortstop and second baseman converge there, kind of getting each other's way, and was not able to turn the double play on that, as Dixon will have a fielder's choice. Ebdeen thrown out at second base for the second out. And that'll bring up Zach Ebdeen. Zach hit in the first inning. Came around to score on Casey Worth's single to left field. Dixon taking his lead. Pickoff attempt by Gallagher is for naught. Mackin is the first baseman. He's getting a lot of action over there as Dixon takes off on the pitch. Throw comes in, and it's high from the catcher, and Dixon has second base. So runner in scoring position for the Irish as Ebdeen, the left-hander, with six hits in last week's doubleheader, trying to get one here to send Dixon home. Zach digs in the pitch. Low in the dirt, dug out by the catcher. And Gallagher falls into a hole, 2-0. Gallagher, liking to work quickly, sets, now steps off, wants to take a look at Dixon over at second base and go back over the signs. Trent Hoff, the freshman, a two-year starter for the Dragons, does a pretty good job back there behind the plate. As Gallagher delivers up high, Zach swings through it for strike one, two balls, one strike. Zach really saw that pitch up there and wanted a piece of it, and just the cardinal sin on the high fastball. It looks like a giant pizza, but you just can't have a bite. As Gallagher takes his time now on the mound, kicks, delivers, low and inside, ball three. Three balls, one strike, and Moore is on deck. Moore, the number three hitter for the Irish, big, powerful kid. Gallagher delivers the 3-1 pitch, curveball off of Ebdeen's backside. And the gluteus maximus of the Irish hitters is going to be a little sore today as they've gotten three hit-by-pitches so far in the game from Gallagher.
Third baseman, number 32, Jake Bowles.
Actually, that's the fourth one today. Ebdeen has two, Tompkins has one, and Harry has one. So runners on first and second, two outs. Moore, the hitter, takes the first pitch low and outside, ball one. Coach Cox reminding Moore to keep his shoulder back as Gallagher has the sign, sets, and now a pickoff towards second base, and Dixon is back in plenty of time. Beautiful day out here at Burleski Stadium as the flag kind of blowing from right to left as Gallagher sets, delivers, Moore checks his swing, but it's strike called on a little breaking ball. One ball, one strike. Moore with one hit last weekend. The 1-1 pitch swung on, fouled over towards the first baseline, into the fence. One ball, two strikes on Jake. Kim doing a little hitting coach from third base towards Jake. As Jake digs in, Gallagher steps off the back of the rubber, wants to reset, think about it a little bit, and now steps back on. One ball, two strikes on Jake as Gallagher sets the 1-2 pitch. Fastball low as the catcher throws down to first. I didn't see a strike three call, but looks like it was, and that will end the inning as Moore goes down looking. And so the Irish stay ahead 1-0 here after two innings of play. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare.
And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious.
And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got. As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia! Fazari's Finest and Fazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium as the coach from the Dragons talks to the umpire behind the plate about the Irish leaning into pitches at home plate. You can kind of just see it from up here as the coach is saying, hey, you know, they can't be leaning into pitches. And the umpire responding to him with, hey, the batting box is theirs. The hitter's box is theirs. The plate is the pitcher's. Don't hit the guys, and you won't have to worry about it. And the coach walks on down to third base as the hitter, number 19, Sam Onan, the center fielder, digs in there at the ditch. 268 hitter is Sam with 11 singles, no doubles, triples, or home runs for Sam. 7 walks on the year. 1 hit by pitch. Pitch comes in from Mike. Fastball in the inside corner, strike one. 31 pitches. That was the number 32 for Mike through 2-plus innings as Richard has the sign, sets, and delivers the 0-1 pitch, low ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. So far on the day, 4 strikeouts for Mike. No runs, 1 hit for Richard. Giving up there at the starting pitcher. 1-1 pitch, a bunt attempt, right back to Mike. Tosses over to Tompkins, who makes a great play to keep contact with the bag into foul territory and make the catch for the out. So great job there by the senior Tompkins to save an error that would have gone all the way up the fence line and possibly had a runner on second base for the top of the lineup. So good job there by Tompkins to come up with that save as Richard digs in. Tim Onan, the leadoff hitter for the Dragons, takes ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Onan walked his first at bat and was picked off by Richard in the first inning. The 1-0 pitch up high, ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. The crowd starts to filter in a little bit more here as the sun comes on out at Burleski Stadium. 1 out here in the top of the third inning. Irish lead 1-0. Pitch comes in, strike one. 2 balls, 1 strike on Onan. Onan, one of the leading hitters for the Dragons, hitting .510 on the season. The 2-1 pitch swung on, fouled back. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The St. George Dragons, the league champion for the Panorama League. Good ball club. Solid, athletic, well-coached club. And the 2-2 pitch comes in low, ball 3, full count on Onan. Have the pitching, have the hitting. And so far, it's been a great game. The 3-2 pitch by Richards swung on, foul back and out of play. And it'll be 3-2 still. As on and up there battling against Mike Richard. Mike taking his time up on the mound. Has a sign from Harry, delivers the 3-2 pitch. Low, ball 4. And Onan draws his second walk of the day. So 1 out, runner on first brings up Mike Wilhelm. Wilhelm struck out looking his first at bat in the first inning. Onan, of course, picked off in the first inning by Mike. Richard looks in, now steps back, as he was unhappy, wants to reset things. Richard now sets again and delivers. Half swing, strike on the swing by Wilhelm. So 0-1 as Coach Pate goes through the signs for his leadoff hitter, Onan. Richard in the stretch comes set. Slow leg kick now comes over to first base. Tompkin comes off the bag, has the ball, and tosses it back to Richard. Onan really with not a large lead over at first base. They're really keeping an eye on Richard, who has a great move as a pitcher. Now Richard is set, and the 0-1 pitch comes in under Wilhelm for ball one. One ball, one strike. As Wilhelm leaps above the pitch, really kind of a contrast in pitching styles as Mike really takes his time. Gallagher working quickly as the Irish are in fairly shallow on Wilhelm. The 1-1 pitch swung on, grounded to the third baseman Moore. Diving catch, makes the play at first, then the throw across the third, safe. And actually, they're going to call safe at first base also as he came off the base. Coach Cox comes in and disagrees with some of the calls that are there as the runner on first is called safe, and then the throw across by Tompkins to the third baseman is also called safe. So the Irish in a little bit of a problem here, as we're going to call that a single.
At the plate.
Runners on first and third with the number three hitter, Justin Gallagher, who had a single in the first inning. Towards the third base hole, comes up to hit with runners on first and third and one out. Mike Richard, and really his first bit of problems here in the third inning. Richard sets and delivers. Swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Short to second, second over to first, in time, double play, and the Irish escape as the worm comes off the hook, and the Irish give up no runs here in the top of the third inning on a great double play started by Worth at shortstop. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
When you think of quality and reliability, you think of Toyota and Badge and Motors in Walla Walla, where we sell a better car for less every day. Every in-stock new 2005 and 2006 Camry and Solara are priced $3,000 off MSRP, or get as low as 2.9% financing. That's right, $3,000 off on America's favorite car. So don't miss out. There's never been a better time to buy, and selection is limited. A Badge and Toyota, Eastgate Walla Walla, where everybody gets a great deal.
Everybody gets a great deal.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium. We're here in the bottom of the third inning. Irish coming up to hit, 1-0 our score. Irish lead at Burleski Stadium. They just wiggled off the hook with a first and third situation, one out, as Richard was able to get a ground ball to the shortstop and have him turn two to end the inning.
First baseman, number 35, Mike Tompkins.
First baseman Mike Tompkins now coming up to hit the St. George Dragons, moving everybody back towards the track as Tompkins sets. Gallagher delivers up high, ball one. Tompkins, hit by pitch last at bat in the first inning, was stranded over at third base as the Irish left the bases loaded in the first. So far, the Irish have left five men on base in two innings as Gallagher delivers the 1-0 pitch, swung on, hit high towards the right fielder, who goes back and now comes in. makes it more difficult, really, than what it needed to be, but was right underneath it and records the first out of the third inning. So fly to nine. And one down for the Irish. Casey Wirth now comes up to hit. Casey with the RBI single in the first inning, bringing home Zach Ebding for the day's only run so far. As Casey digs in and Gallagher delivers curveball high, ball one. One ball, no strike. Gallagher delivers fastball inside, ball two. So Casey Wirth really helping out his pitcher on that double play as Mike pumped his fist right at the end of that inning, knowing he got out of trouble there. Curveball comes in low, ball three. Three balls, no strikes on Casey. One out here for the Irish. Irish leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the third inning at Burleski Stadium. Gallagher with the 3-0 pitch. Fastball, ball four. And Wirth will go down to first base with a walk. And that'll bring up Harry, the catcher, who was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Mike Harry having a great day last week as he came away with four hits, was 4-for-5 on the day. Harry, the catcher for the Irish, takes the ball behind his back for ball one. As some of the Irish fans pitch in on the St. George coach a little bit on where he needed to go. You know, it seems like every year that the Irish are in the playoffs, there's a lot of disagreement, and it's almost a philosophy of hitters and pitchers on how to do it. The Irish really take an aggressive approach at the plate, and it's their plate. And it's not the pitcher's plate, it's the hitter's plate. And they play that way out there as the next pitch comes in, low, ball two, two balls, no strikes. Gallagher kind of asking the umpire where that pitch was. And that's something that you, as a pitcher, you don't do. You let the catcher kind of talk to the umpire and then maybe ask the catcher after that. But as a sophomore and a freshman operating here on the dish, that's kind of something that you just learn as you go along. As the next pitch comes in, called strike, two balls, one strike on Harry. As Coach Cox goes through the signals, Casey over at first base, 1-0 our score here in the bottom of the third inning. Gallagher has the sign, sets, and delivers the 2-1 pitch, curveball up high, ball three. Three balls, one strike, little fake throw by the catcher towards first to keep Casey close. As Kim goes through the signs over at third base, Coach Gallagher with 3-1 set and deliver pitch. Swung on, foul back and out of play by Harry, full count. Harry, of course, nicknamed by yours truly, Pigpen. As most catchers should look like that when they get done with a game on a doubleheader for a playoff game. Does a great job behind the plate, keeps the ball in front of him, and does a good job up there hitting, too. 3-2 pitch, curveball outside low, ball four, and the Irish will have runners on first and second as Gallagher is struggling here in the bottom of the third inning. It'll bring up Kevin Baffney. Baffney struck out looking in the first inning with the bases loaded on a Gallagher fastball on the inside corner as the Irish take a lead. Curveball down low and in the dirt. Nice block by the catcher, Hoff, the freshman, keeping the ball in front of him. Hoff, really solid behind the plate, especially for a freshman. His second year behind the dish. As Gallagher sets, takes a long time, now delivers the 1-0 pitch, swung on. Baffney has the ball deep towards the infield. Shortstop goes back, catches the ball. They call an infield fly on the play for the second out. So two outs now for the Irish with runners on first and second. We'll bring up Aaron Rhineland, who flew out to the right fielder his last at bat. Gallagher keeping the Irish bat silent on scoring runs as the Irish have left 5 men on base in the first 2 innings. Gallagher sets, and the pitch, curveball, swung, foul ball, out of play on the first baseline. strike one. Harry on first, Worth on second. Rhineland at the dish, takes curveball, and it gets behind the catcher, and the Irish will move up 90 feet. With runners now on second and third. And that's really the first pitch that got behind the catcher today, who's been doing a great job of keeping everything in front of him. Just a little bit too far back for him to get, as that pitch was a little outside and in the dirt, bounced way in front of the plate. Did a nice job of trying to get out there, just couldn't get there. Gallagher with the pitch. Fastball. Outside. Ball. Two balls, one strike on Rhineland. As the catcher takes a look at the sign, delivers it to Gallagher. Gallagher sets out of the stretch and delivers. The 2-1 pitch down low and outside. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. Gallagher is very frustrated about the calls that he's getting behind the plate, and it's very noticeable as he goes back up on the mound in his body language as the Irish set up their 3-1 pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Late call by the official, the umpire, the blue man behind the plate. Full count. Full count for Baffney. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down the tube. And Rhineland watches it go by for strike three, and that will end the inning with runners on second and third. And the Irish again fail to bring anyone in and leave two men on base. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
The local economy is important to everyone who lives here. Our local economy benefits when we spend our disposable income right here at home. At Community Bank, they invest your money right here because they believe in our communities. They help build new homes, additions, garages, and barns. They help you buy trucks and trailers. They truly are local money working for local people. See the difference at Community Bank in Pendleton, Hermiston, Milton Freewater, and Walla Walla. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium. Irish lead 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning as Mike Richard comes out for the fourth inning. He has 45 pitches so far on the day. Tompkins walks towards the mound as Richard warms up. Harry blocks the ball and throws down to second base, and we're going to be underway here in a second. First man up for the Dragons, Travis Hoff, the number four hitter.
Number seven, Travis Hoff.
Travis, a 450 hitter. Travis, the second baseman for the Dragons, struck out his last at bat. Irish lead 1-0 here. And a well, I tell you what, it's been a pitching duel, really, with Gallagher really silencing the Irish bats with guys in scoring position. As the pitch comes in, swung on, ground ball towards third. Moore comes up with it, throws across the diamond for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one away. As Travis is put down back on the bench, and it'll bring up his brother, Trent Hoff, the catcher. The freshman.
At the plate, number 12, pitcher, Trent Hoff.
Trent, a 241 hitter. And I think maybe they might have switched up their batting order a little bit because of the left-hander out there on the mound, as they have a 450 hitter down on the order a little bit, as Mike delivers his first pitch, strike on the outside corner. Mike, very slow, deliberate between pitches as he has the 0-1 pitch delivered, swung on, fouled away, took a little bit off that pitch. So no balls, two strikes on Trent Hoff. Trent grounded out to the second base, Dixon, his first at bat in the second inning. 0-2 on Trent. Mike wants to go through the signs again, has him. Now the 0-2 pitch, called timeout by Trent. The umpire gives it to him. Mike goes through with the pitch anyway and just kind of lobs it in, as you should. Harry behind the plate, doing a good job managing the game so far today. Gets the sign from the dugout, now gives it over to Richard, who delivers the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, foul back, as Trent stays alive. 0-2 still on Hoff. Hoff's thrown out 80% of all runners so far this season. Not bad for a freshman catcher in the Panorama League. And is a second-year starter and selected all-Panorama as the pitch comes in, ball one. One ball, two strikes on Trent. Mike looks in, has a sign, and delivers the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit over the middle into center field for a base hit. Coming up with it is Zach Ebdeen and tosses it in. And Trent has his first hit of the day up the middle. And that'll bring up Tim Mackin. Mackin hit the ball to the third baseman, Jake Moore, who had an error on the hit, allowing Mackin to get on in the second inning. Mackin, the first baseman. Mackin's a junior, first-team All-League last year as a sophomore, and he also plays on the varsity basketball team. Mike delivers fastball right by Mackin. Had a little giddy-up on that, as Coach Pate goes through his signs with Trent Hoff. Actually, Trent came in. A courtesy runner is in at first base. Pitch inside, ball one. One ball, one strike on Mackin. Brennan Yetter, the sophomore, is at first base. Pickoff attempt, and they got him at first base as he was leaning the other way, trying to get that secondary lead, and Mike picked him off. And so two pickoffs today for Mike Richard. So two outs, a 1-1 count on the hitter, which is Mackin. Nobody on for Mike Richard. And the 1-1 pitch, low in the dirt, blocked by Harry for ball two. Two balls, one strike. And if they need to have a quick inning out of Mike Richard, this would be a nice one to get right here. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes on a pitch outside, kind of fading away from Mackin. So 2-2 our count. 1-0 our score here. Irish lead. And the 2-2 pitch swung on, a little ground ball, foul territory up third baseline, picked up by Richard. And we'll redo it again as Mackin was running down to first, just trying to stay alive here in the fourth inning. 1-0 our score, top of the fourth, two outs. Mackin, 2-2 count. Mike with the 2-2 pitch. Fastball right by him as Mackin swings through it. And that'll be the third out of the inning, and we'll retire the side. Our score, 1-0 here at Burleski Stadium. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
A lot of people who don't own a pet want to, but before you share your house with a cat or dog, ask yourself if you have time for a pet. The American Animal Hospital Association says cats need 30 to 60 minutes of your time per day. Dogs need more than an hour per day on average. Pet ownership is a serious bond requiring the time and energy to feed, clean, handle, train, exercise, and take your pet to the veterinarian regularly. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Nobody sells new Pontiacs, Buicks, or GMCs for less. Nobody. For 55 years now, Delgraves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Hassle-free, pressure-free, and worry-free are words that describe Delgraves' family-owned dealership. Anniversary special prices, great service, and huge factory incentives are reasons to purchase right now. Delgraves has been a community leader in the automotive business for 55 years. Pontiac, Buick, GMC. We are professional grade. Open every day on South 9th across from the fairgrounds. Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium. Irish leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 9-1-2 coming up for the Irish as Bo Ebdeen steps into the dish with a single in his first at bat in the second inning. Fastball swung through, strike one on Bo. Gallagher doing a great job of pitching with runners on base. The Irish have stranded seven men out on the base pass today in the first three innings. Swung on, pop-up, a chance, no, out of play. Strike two, two strikes on Bo Ebdeen as Gallagher coming right at the number nine hitter, Bo. Bo, of course, with a couple of hits in last week's ball game, had three on the day, had a great catch out in left field as Bo sits. The pitch comes in high, ball one, one ball, two strikes. As Bo lays off that high fastball right at the eyes, Tompkins warming up down in the bullpen for the Irish. Gallagher, pitch delivered, strike three on the corner, and Ebdeen goes down looking. So one down for the Irish here in the fourth inning. Brings up Jack Dixon. Dixon struck out in the first inning, grounded into a fielder's choice to the pitcher in the second inning. As Gallagher delivers up high, ball one. Gallagher working quickly again up there on the mound. As Dixon digs in the back of the batter's box, 1-0 pitch. Curveball, high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Both coaches a little upset with the zone, but it's been pretty consistent all day. As the fastball comes in, single to right field, towards the right fielder, and Dixon will have a single. Nice hit there by Jack. And the Irish are in business with a runner on first base. And that'll bring up Zach Ebdeen. Zach eating baseball magnets for breakfast this morning as he's been hit twice. Both times in the derriere. Zach playing center field for the Irish as a pickoff comes over towards Dixon. Dixon's back standing up. Dixon stole a base in the second inning. Gallagher, really paying attention, throws the ball over again to Mackin. Mackin puts the tag on. Dixon goes back in, standing up. Gallagher trying to do a quick pickoff over at first base. Gallagher has the sign and delivers. Ebdeen squares around a bunt, and the ball is up high and outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Gallagher looks over and now throws another pickoff towards Dixon. Dixon back in, standing up again. Time called as the official comes over, checks Dixon, and then says, go ahead. Gallagher looks in for the sign. Ebdeen digs in, now squares the bunt. Ball is up high again and outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes on Ebdeen. Gallagher really checking out Dixon. Dixon causing a little trepidation for the sophomore. As the curveball comes in, an attempted bunt goes foul and out towards the third baseline for strike one. Two balls, one strike for Ebdeen. Ebdeen trying to move Dixon around as Kim goes through the sign. Over at third base, Dixon getting a creeping lead over at first. Gallagher sets, delivers up high and outside again, ball three. Three balls, one strike on Ebdeen at the plate. Ebdeen had a great series last week, had six hits in the doubleheader. as number 22 digs in. Here's the 3-1 pitch, inside low, ball four. Dixon stealing on the pitch. And I believe that one hit Ebding. We're going to call it a hit by pitch, just because that'll make him 3-for-3. So runners on first and second, one out. As Moore comes up, curveball outside, ball one. Moore struggling a little bit at the plate, flew out to the catcher, and struck out looking in the second inning, has one hit in the last 2 weeks for the Irish, really wanting to break out of a slump here. Both Dixon and Ebding get their lead. Moore pops the ball up towards the second baseman, comes in, infield fly rule called. And that'll be the second out of the inning. So two outs for the Irish. As Coach Cox calls Moore over, wants to talk to him a little bit about what he's doing. Talking about him getting out a little bit on his front side and dropping his back shoulder. And that's something I'm sure that Coach Cox will be working with Moore on between games if the Irish move on. Now brings up Mike Tompkins with two outs here, runners on first and second. Mike, the big power hitter for the Irish in the four hole, fastball up high, ball one. Mike's had a hit by pitch and flew out to the right fielder today, is 0-for-2. Last week, Tompkins had four hits, including a double that really got things rolling for the Irish as the St. George Dragons back up in the outfield. Next pitch comes in low and in the dirt. Nice block by Hoff behind the plate. Ball two, two balls, no strikes. On deck, Casey Wirth, who has a single in the first inning to bring in the Irish only run of this game. 1-0 our score here at Burleski Stadium in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two outs. Runners on first and second. The 2-0 pitch to Tompkins. Up high and outside, ball three. Three balls and no strikes, and we'll see what Kim wants to do here with Tompkins. As Mike looks down, Kim says, hit the ball. So green light on 3-0 for Mike, the big power hitter for the Irish. Gallagher with the 3-0 pitch. Fastball inside, hits Tompkins again. That's the second one today. As Gallagher unloads and goes inside on Tompkins. First, second, and third. Bases loaded for Casey Wirth.
At the plate, shortstop.
And right now,
Casey Wirth,
the catcher, Hoff, goes out and talks to Gallagher, wanting to make sure they got their plan in order because the bases are loaded, two outs. This is a big, big at-bat for the Irish and a big, big at-bat for the Dragons, as this situation could either blow the game open or keep it close at 1-0. Casey had a hit in the first and a walk in the third inning. Pitch comes in, little slider, strike called, 0-1. Casey with that bat wiggling on his shoulder, the 0-1 pitch, curveball outside, ball one, one ball, one strike. Base is loaded, Tompkins at first. Ebding at second, Dixon at third as Gallagher sets in the stretch and delivers the 1-1 pitch. Curveball again, strike two. One ball, two strikes on Casey. As Gallagher has thrown nothing but junk at Casey so far this inning. One ball, two strikes. Gallagher sets the 1-2 pitch. Fastball outside and high, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, and here comes Riverside Christian and Tootle Lake into the field for the next game in this series. Gallagher with the 2-2 pitch, sets, delivers, curveball outside, ball three, full count, and the Irish are going to be cruising on a full count, and anything can happen. Casey looking for the 3-2 pitch. Gallagher has the sign, sets, delivers, the Irish go. Curveball swung on, fouled away, and they'll reset and do it again. This is a dangerous time for the Dragons as the Irish are going to be cruising with two outs on the base path. A single can bring in two fairly easily. Tompkins, the big man at first base, gets his lead. Here's the 3-2 pitch outside in the dirt, ball four, and Casey picks up the second RBI of the game on a walk. And the Irish go up 2-0. And that'll bring up Pigpen.
At the plate, Mike Harry, number 28, the catcher.
Mike Harry, who was hit by a pitch and walked his last at bat, is now up for the Irish. Gallagher with the pitch. Curveball right down the can, low and for strike. 0-1. Harry had a great series last week. Has a good on-base percentage for the Irish. The 0-1 pitch, fastball outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Gallagher just wanting to get these Irish runners stranded again, as Harry, the catcher, needs to help out his pitcher right here. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball fouled away down the first base. Hits the fence for strike two. One ball, two strikes on Harry. Harry with four hits last week. 1-2, Gallagher has a sign and delivers. Curveball outside, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Gallagher does not want to go full count again on Harry, as Harry looks down, takes a practice swing, now steps back into the box right on the plate. Gallagher's 2-2 pitch, curveball up high, ball three. Three balls, two strikes, and the runners will be cruising again. Two outs. Irish up 2-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the runners will be stealing as Gallagher has the 3-2 sign and will deliver. Fastball outside and low, ball four. And he walks in a second run here as he puts his hands out like, where was that? And the coach calls time and comes out and wants to talk to him. So nice job of working the count by Harry to get the walk. And Ebdeen comes in to score. So two runs in here in the bottom of the fourth with two outs. And that'll bring up Kevin Baffney, as the coach actually went down and was talking to the umpire about where that is, where those pitches are. The umpire lets him know that they were balls and then goes over and cleans off his plate and puts the brush back in his pocket. The infield now all in at the pitcher's mound as the coach is out there talking to him. And now we'll head back into the dugout. And that'll bring up Kevin Baffney. Kevin, with a strikeout looking in the first inning with the bases loaded, flew out to the shortstop in the third inning. And all Kim's saying is, hey, we just need to have a nice, easy base hit here, and we can get some runs and really have something going here in the fourth inning. So Kevin, with that wide stance, big, big young man with the pitch. Curveball, strike right down the can on Baffney. A lot of curveballs being thrown here by Gallagher with the bases loaded this inning. Baffney, a couple of low swings, now sets the 0-1 pitch, delivered up high, ball one. One ball, one strike. The umpire continues to ask the umpire where those are. As the 1-1 pitch sign has been given, and Gallagher delivers. Fastball, check swing, foul ball, barely foul, as that would have been a double at least down the line if it would have stayed in fair ground. Just a kind of a check swing by Baffney with two outs and everyone going on the pitch or on the hit. One ball, two strikes as Gallagher trying to end the inning for the Dragons. Baffney trying to keep things going. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball in the dirt, blocked well by Hoff. That freshman back there, I tell you what, the Dragons are going to be great for a catcher the next 3 years down the line, as Hoff is doing a great job back there behind the plate, keeping things in front of him. Has a base hit today. They're going to be set at that catcher position for a while. The 2-2 pitch comes in, called strike three on the outside corner, and that will end it for the Irish, but not before they pick up two runs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-0 our score at Burleski Stadium going to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Need some fabrication work or machining done? Walla Walla Farmers Co-op has one of the best fab shops that you'll find anywhere. Whether it's sprayer parts, steel tubing, steel plate, steel shaft, chrome cylinder shaft, stainless steel, or aluminum, there's no job too small or too large for our full-service machine and fabrication shop. Come in and see what else we have to offer at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op Machine Shop, 928 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Western Farm Service for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Western Farm Service is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish all the best in their bid for a state championship. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Western Farm Service, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium as the Irish are up 3-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. And Mike Richard is done for the day as they bring in Mike Tompkins, another left-hander, a little bit different than Richard. And Mike Richard on the day, 4 innings pitched, 3 hits given up, no runs, no earned runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. Most important thing is no runs here through 4 innings and got the Irish through 4 as Tompkins delivers his last warm-up pitch and they throw it down. Up for the Dragons, number 7, 8, 9 hitters, David Peterson, Colin Schilling, and Sam Onan. Peterson struck out looking in the second inning. Schilling struck out in the second inning swinging, and Onan grounded out to the pitcher in the third. Tompkins moves to pitcher. Baffney goes to first base. And the DH comes into the game into right field. That's Rhineland, and Mike Richard exits stage right as Tompkins has the sign, and we're off again. First pitch is in, ball one against Peterson. Peterson, a sophomore, swings, has the ball out. Nice catch by the tight end first baseman, Baffney, using a little football skills as he dives into foul territory to come down with that catch. He used every single bit of height that he had, leaped up and grabbed it to come down with it in foul territory to help out Tompkins. So one out for the Irish. Colin Schilling, the left-hander, steps in, grounds the ball towards second to Dixon. Dixon has it, throws across, has him at first base for 2 outs. 4-3 if you're scoring at home. And with 3 pitches, 2 outs, and it'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Sam Onan, who grounded out to the pitcher in the third inning. So Tompkins doing a pretty good job here in the fifth to keep things going, has the ball in low, ball one. Tompkins has the sign, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball inside, ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Tompkins likes to work quickly, gets the sign, and just moves it as fast as he can. Likes to work quickly. The 2-0 pitch comes in. Strike on the outside corner. 2 balls, 1 strike on Onan, the number 9 hitter. Onan swings. Through the next pitch, 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Onan hitting .268 on the year for the Dragons. Tompkins looks in. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball down low and in. Blocked by Harry. Full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And I imagine it's going to just be a challenge job here. Can you hit it? Here it is for Tompkins. Tompkins has the sign, the full count. Pitch swung on, ground ball towards the shortstop. Worth has it, throws across the diamond to Baffney for the third out of the inning. So 7, 8, 9 hitters go down in order, and the Irish maintain their 3-0 lead through 4.5. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
How is it that L&G Ranch Supply can keep their prices so darn low? Well, for starters, they are a member of one of the largest farm and home store chains in the country, which gives them incredible buying power. Couple that with truckload pricing, and you end up with some of the best savings you'll find anywhere. And L&G has been family-owned and operated since the 60s, which makes shopping at L&G simply a delight. Try it sometime. There's no other store like L&G. Find out why at 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
There was once a boy named Bucky who played Babe Ruth in Hermiston, Oregon. Now, Hermiston Babe Ruth has a business checking account at Banner Bank, and one of its supporters is Banner customer Dave Ego of Cottage Flowers, where Debbie Watson purchased an arrangement to congratulate her former neighbor, that little boy named Bucky Jacobson, on his first Major League homer. It just goes to prove that we're all in some way connected to the same bank. Banner Bank. Better ideas, better banking. Member FDIC.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium as number 8 here, Aaron Rineland, the new right fielder, steps in, swings, has the ball pop up towards the pitcher, and he'll come down with it for the first out of the inning. So fly to one, one out, and the Irish will send up Bo Ebdeen, the left fielder, to the plate. Bo struck out his last at bat in the fourth, and had a single in the second inning. And right now, Gallagher doing a pretty good job as the Irish have left 10 runners in scoring position, only giving up 3 runs, walking 2 of those in. One of them was on a single by Casey Wirth. As the first pitch comes in, ball one. The second pitch on the way, right on the outside corner for strike one, 1-1 on Bo. Gallagher has got to have thrown a lot of pitches this inning, or for this game so far, as he has been up there a lot for the Dragons. The ball is fouled back into the net, and it'll be 1-2 on Bo Ebdeen. 3-0 our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Irish lead. Gallagher doing a good job for the Dragons out there on the mound. The 1-2 pitch comes in low and outside. Ball two, 2-2 on Ebdeen. I can't say enough about this freshman catcher. I tell you what, I've just been really, really impressed with how he's working back there behind the dish. The 2-2 pitch, curveball, right down the tube for strike three, called strike three. Nice pitch by Gallagher for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Jack Dixon. Jack, the leadoff hitter, singled in the fourth inning to right field. Had a fielder's choice hit back up to the pitcher and struck out his first at bat in the first. Curveball for the first pitch comes in and over for strike one. 1 on Dixon. Gallagher, been a warrior out there on the mound for the Dragons, as he's thrown quite a lot of pitches today in this game as Dixon swings through the next pitch and fouls it straight back. No balls, 2 on Dixon. The Irish with a 3-run lead here at Burleski Stadium. Next game coming up. Right after this, as the next pitch comes in, curveball caught looking as Dixon right down the can for the third out. 2 in the inning for Gallagher, and we'll go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Having a hard time finding quality RV and mini storage? Check out Burn Street RV and Mini Storage over by Memorial Golf Course in Walla Walla. David Conan and Pat Rhodes have built a state-of-the-art RV and mini storage facility. They even have insulated units for cars and antiques. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Street by Memorial Golf Course. For more information, call 520-1467. That's 520-1467. Taking care of household responsibilities can really be time-consuming. Between paying the bills, cleaning the house, cutting the grass, grocery shopping, and more, who has time to maintain their comfort equipment? Fortunately, Grassy Refrigeration makes it easy with their plan service agreement. Under this plan, their technicians will come out to your house to check and service your system to make sure that all components are functioning the way they should. Plus, you get discounts on parts and labor and priority service in case of an emergency. If only everything else was this easy to take care of. Call Grassy, 529-9700.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium as Tim Onan comes out to hit. Has two walks on the day. Been doing a good job as that leadoff hitter as Tompkins delivers. First pitch is over for strike one. Tompkins, the pitcher, as Richard went through four innings. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. Nice changeup by Tompkins as he had on and out on his front foot. Mike has the 0-2 sign and delivers. A little swing, half swing, as the ball comes up into the left field, and it's just out in front of Ebding. Can't have it. Third baseman picks it up, tries to get it down to second. On and never stopping the whole way. Slides in for a double. As Ebding was back, and on and just got a piece of it for the double. So the Dragons earn business here in the top of the sixth inning on an 0-2 pitch.
Left fielder number 17, Mike Wilhelm.
Just out on his front foot, got enough bat on it to get it past the third and shortstop and drop it in front of the left fielder. Now up, Mike Wilhelm struck out looking in the first and hit a single in the third inning. Tompkins has the sign, sets, and delivers. Swung on and missed. 0-1. Tompkins setting down the 7-8-9 hitters last inning in order. Not wanting to give up any runs here in the sixth as the Irish creep forward, thinking that the Dragons may bunt here. Tompkins, the stretch, the delivery, little pop up behind the first base or behind the pitcher's mound. Tompkins drifts back, has it for the first out of the inning, one down. And that'll bring up Justin Gallagher. Gallagher's the big bat for the Dragons. Gallagher
at the plate. Second baseman, number seven.
Seven home runs, 41 RBIs on the season. Talented kid up on the mound and a talented kid at the plate. Has a single to left and hit into a double play in the third. As Tompkins sets and delivers. Swung on, hit back behind the second baseman. Dixon and Aaron Ryland run into each other, but Dixon comes down with it. And the fans reminding the players that they need to communicate. Kim doing his best to remind them of that also over at the third baseline as Ryland hits Dixon. Dixon having flashbacks from the football season at quarterback.
At the plate, number seven.
Picks himself back up. Good concentration by Jack as he came down with that. Two outs for the Dragons, and the pitch comes in. Outside, ball one on Travis Hoff. Hoff grounded out to the third baseman in the fourth and struck out in the first inning. Hoff, a senior, all-league first-team selection, digs in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Outside, curveball, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Man on second base is Tim Onan, the leadoff hitter. Lots of speed out there. Good athletic kid. The Irish playing a little dodger with him out there as the 2-0 pitch comes in. Low ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Travis Hoff, the second baseman, was invited to Chapman University in Southern California to walk on over there. Pitched three one-hit shutouts this year. Takes one for a strike. And Tompkins has the ball back and delivers. Swung on. Hit towards the second baseman, Dixon. Dixon has it. Toss across to Baffney, and that'll end the inning. 4-3, and the Irish give up no runs, no one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. After 5.5 innings of play, Irish lead 3-0 here at Burleski Stadium. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
There's nothing more exasperating than needing to have your car, truck, or RV towed. Unless, of course, it's a dead battery. Or locking your keys in the car with the engine running. Next time any of these needs surface in your life, call Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental at 525-1680. Lightfoot's has been providing 24-hour emergency roadside assistance for more than 35 years now. And with cellular dispatching, their trucks will get to you faster to get you up and running again quickly. It's time to expect more from a towing company. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, 525-1680.
There was once a boy named Bucky who played Babe Ruth in Hermiston, Oregon. Now, Hermiston Babe Ruth has a business checking account at Banner Bank, and one of its supporters is Banner customer Dave Ego of Cottage Flowers, where Debbie Watson purchased an arrangement to congratulate her former neighbor, that little boy named Bucky Jacobson, on his first Major League homer. It just goes to prove that we're all in some way connected to the same bank. Banner Bank. Better ideas, better banking. Member FDIC.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium. Gallagher remains out on the mound as Hoff throws down to second base, and we're going to be right here into the bottom of the sixth inning. Irish lead, 3-0. So far, the scoring in this ball game in the first inning, Zach Ebding was hit in by Casey Wirth on a single to left field, and then it was scoreless until the bottom of the fourth when Jack Dixon and Zach Ebding were walked home by Gallagher. The RBI is going to Casey Wirth and Harry as Ebding steps in. Ebding's been hit by a pitch three times. Tries to bunt on a little drag bunt, bringing the third baseman in a little bit. And somewhere, Zach got a hold of some baseball magnet cereal this morning as he swings and fouls it back into the nets behind the Irish dugout, 0-2. No balls, two strikes on Ebding. He's been on all three times on a hit-by-pitch. As Zach digs in right up on the plate, chokes up just a little bit. Gallagher's 0-2 pitch delivered. Pop up in the sun by the shortstop, and he comes down with it. Nice play there by the shortstop to kind of block out the sun a little bit, come down with it. First time Ebding is put out in this ballgame. One out for the Irish. Ebding scoring two of the three runs for the Irish so far today.
Third baseman, number 32, Jake Moore.
Jake Moore just trying to get on track right now and wanting to work it out as Gallagher delivers. Moore swings, hits, into the hole at shortstop. Shortstop comes up, delivers to first, but not in time as Moore gets on a single in the hole, deep in the hole. Nice job there by Jake. Jake has a lot of speed over at first base. We'll see if the Irish want to set things in motion. Tompkins, the hitter up there, Tompkins been hit twice and flew out to the right fielder, who is actually shallow, and the coaches have not moved him back yet. As Gallagher sets and delivers, swung on, past the first baseman down the line. Moore, round second, heading to third. Tompkins swings around first base and will go into second base on his belly. A little Pete Rose, Ricky Henderson slide into second for the big man. And the Irish have runners in scoring position on second and third with one out.
Shortstop, number nine, Casey Wirth.
Casey Wirth having a chance to get his third and fourth RBI here as he had his one in the first inning on a single and then picked up another RBI on a walk in the fourth inning. So runners on second and third. Moore on third, Tompkins on second, and really all the Irish need right here is a fly ball, something hard into the outfield, as the infield for the Dragons comes into the grass on the left side, and now the right side kind of sneaking in. The second baseman's a little deep. As Gallagher sets and delivers, curveball in the dirt, low, ball one. Casey with two walks and a single today. Casey looks down at Gallagher. Gallagher delivers the 1-0 pitch. Fastball strike called. One ball, one strike. You got to give it up for Gallagher, man. He's just been a warrior out there today. As the Irish have had runners on scoring position all day long, and he stranded the majority of them out there. curveball, low and outside ball, 2-2 balls, one strike on Casey Wirth. Casey looking for his pitch. Gallagher has seen him a lot of curveballs lately. Throws a fastball low and outside. Nice dig by the catcher, Hoff. I'm extremely impressed with this catcher, the freshman back there behind the dish for the Dragons. Gallagher's 3-1 pitch. Fastball swung on. Past the third baseman, almost Buckner style, into left field. And Moore will score as he was running on the contact. Kim not real happy on that, even though he got in, as he did not want him to go. It works out for the Irish as Moore scores, and they got to give an error to the third baseman on that one, so I'm going to give it to him. But the RBI goes to Casey Wirth. That's his third RBI, and Tompkins goes to third base. So Wirth at first, Tompkins at third, and Harry up to hit with one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Irish lead 4-0. Casey takes his lead. Early steal for Casey Wirth as the ball ricochets off the glove and into the umpire, saving probably a run. As Tompkins had to stay at third, the umpire taking a beating, getting shelled back there. Runners on second and third. Gallagher sets and delivers to Harry. Harry hits the ball into left field towards the left fielder. Caught. Tagging up is Tompkins. The race to the plate, and Tompkins is going to win it. As Harry sacrifice flies out to the left field, picks up the RBI. And the Irish go up 5-0 here in the sixth inning. So two outs now for the Irish.
Number 33, Kevin Baffney.
Runner on second, Kevin Baffney comes up to hit. Kevin has struck out twice looking and flown out to the shortstop as Gallagher sets and delivers a curveball, swung on, ground ball in foul territory down the third baseline. Peterson picks it up, tosses it back to Gallagher, and Baffney reloads. Baffney steps back into the box. Gallagher has the sign in the stretch, sets, and delivers foul ball back towards the St. George dugout. And that'll bring the count to no balls and two strikes on Baffney. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The bottom of the sixth inning as Gallagher delivers the 0-2 pitch curveball, and Baffney can't stop himself on the curveball in the outside corner, and he'll go down swinging this time for the third out of the inning, but not before the Irish are able to bring in two runs on two hits, one error, and one man left. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
How is it that L&G Ranch Supply can keep their prices so darn low? Well, for starters, they are a member of one of the largest farm and home store chains in the country, which gives them incredible buying power. Couple that with truckload pricing, and you end up with some of the best savings you'll find anywhere. And L&G has been family-owned and operated since the 60s, which makes shopping at L&G simply a delight. Try it sometime. There's no other store like L&G. Find out why at 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Berlusconi Stadium. We're here in the last part of this ball game, the last chance for the Dragons, as they will send up their number 5, 6, and 7 hitters, Trent Hoff, the catcher, Tim Mack in the first baseman, and David Peterson, the third baseman. Hoff one for two on the day, grounded out to second in the second inning and had a single up the middle in the fourth, as Tompkins has done a masterful job in relief here for the Irish. First pitch is over, swung on and missed by Hoff for strike one. Tompkins, the big left-hander with the 0-1 pitch. Pitch in, ball outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Can't say enough about this catcher, Trent Hoff, the freshman. Just done a great job behind the plate today. 1-1 pitch, outside and high, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Tompkins, with his five-run lead here in the bottom or in the top of the seventh inning, just wants to get guys out and throw strikes. But he's struggling a little bit with the next pitch in the dirt, three balls. Three balls, one strike on Hoff. Hoff just wanting to get on base. The Dragons need base runners. Tompkins with the 3-1 pitch. Over and across for strike two. Three balls and two strikes on Hoff. Freshman doing a great job behind the dish. Has one hit today in this regional. Tompkins has the sign, the 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, foul ball. Harry jumping up from behind the plate. Quickly. And throws it back to Tompkins. So a full count on Hoff. And the last thing Tompkins wants to do is walk this guy. He's going to give him something to hit and try to use his defense behind him. As he looks in, has the sign, the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up. Moore underneath it, calling for it, has it, and there's one out here in the top of the seventh. Fly out to Moore at third base. And that'll bring up Tim Mackin, the first baseman. Mackin got on in the second inning with an error by the third baseman Moore and then struck out in the fourth with a runner on first. Tompkins delivers, swung on and missed by Mackin. Tompkins is just doing a great job getting the ball across the plate and challenging these hitters with this lead. Next pitch comes in, fastball again, swung on and missed. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. As Tompkins has the sign, the 0-2 pitch, sidearm, low, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Every once in a while, Tompkins will drop down the radio on you, give you a little different look. One ball, two strike pitch, swung on. A little fly ball to Baffney. This one a lot easier than the last one he had. And he puts it away for the second out of the inning. And so now the Dragons are down to their last out here in the regional playoffs. And they'll send up David Peterson, the third baseman, struck out looking in the second and flew out to the first baseman in the fifth. And that was a great diving catch by Baffney in the fifth inning. First pitch in, curveball, check swing by Peterson as the ball gets away from Harry. Harry goes after it, gets it, asks for a call down to first base to see if he went. He did not. Tompkins has the sign, the 1-0 pitch. Fastball outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. And the Irish trying to get into that 8 o'clock game tonight as the pitch comes in. Fastball on the inside corner, strike one, two balls, one strike. If they win today, they'll end up playing the winner of Tootle Lake and Riverside Christian, who will be playing right after this at 5. Pitch comes in, fouled away towards the Dragon dugout. And that'll even the count up at 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning, and the Dragons are down to their last strike and last out right here. As Tompkins has the sign, the 2-2 pitch, fastball down low and outside, a ball three, full count. So here we go. Something has to happen right here. Tompkins stepping off the mound as Peterson wants to have a chance to have a practice swing. Now digs into the plate. Umpire says go. The 3-2 pitch swung on and missed, and that's it. The Irish move to 70-6 in the playoffs all time and will move on to face the winner of Tudor Lake and Riverside Christian on a great pitching performance today by both of their lefties, Mike Richard and Tompkins. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have an interview with Wall, the MVP today. Also, probably we'll bring up Mike Richard and Tompkins just to talk about the pitching performance. And then we'll go ahead and set up next ball game, which will be against either Riverside Christian or the Tudor Lake Fighting Ducks, who are both here in the ballpark right now. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHFS.
Conan Rock Products is your place to go for the finest materials and the friendliest service available. Need some riprap for enhancing your stream bank? How about some decorative rock? Perhaps you need your driveway graded, graveled, and rolled. Who you going to call? Conan Rock Products at 938-6856. Conan Rock Products is a proud sponsor of DeSales Irish Athletics. Serving Walla Walla's rock product needs for more than a generation, that's Conan Rock Products. Call them today at 938-6856.
Concrete Industries is Walla Walla's premier supplier of ready-mix concrete, sand, gravel, and block. With the largest mixer and hauler fleets in the Valley area, Concrete Industries has a truck for every size job. And their fully computerized batching system and on-site quality control personnel allow Concrete Industries to offer professional mix designs for that special job. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143 or visit their website at k4concreteindustries.com.
Good players aren't simply born, they are formed. DeSales Irish coaches have known about this for some time now. Fine young men and women who make a positive contribution to society aren't simply born either. They, too, are formed. Walla Walla Catholic Schools have also known about this, and they've been forming some of the finest Christian young people in our society for 135 years. The doctors at Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic recognize Walla Walla Catholic Schools for a job well done, and they wish the Irish the best of luck during the playoffs.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
Time. We all need more time. What we really need is a grocery store that helps us to use our time better. If you have some grocery shopping to do, come on down to locally owned Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. You'll find fresh, locally grown produce, service that is second to none, and while you're shopping, you can take care of your AT&T and power bills, pick up some stamps at our post office, even ship your UPS packages. You'll save money and time. Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. Community supporters for a generation and honored sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
When are you going to take driver's ed? Walla Walla Defensive Driving starts a new 8-week and concentrated 5-week course every month. The 8-week courses meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 8, while the 5-week courses meet three times a week from 3:30 to 5:30. A state-certified driving school with state-certified instructors, Walla Walla Defensive Driving keeps their class sizes small to maximize the learning opportunity. For more information, call Walla Walla Defensive Driving at 527-8900. That's 527-8900.
Now tell me you've got connections.
I've got connections.
Oh, and I almost believe that.
Don't worry, you've got connections. At Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla, it's the red, white, and blue sale on now. Save thousands on new and used inventory. Save on this 05 Ford Mustang Coupe with auto, air, and CD, just $15,995. How about an 03 Dodge Neon for just $69,95? Or this 2005 Ford Freestar minivan for only $15,950. See your Ford connection, Pendleton Ford and Ford of Walla Walla.
I've got connections.
Now I'm hearing it.
Baby.
Walla Walla Electric is celebrating 30 years of service to the Walla Walla and Tushy Valleys. Walla Walla Electric specializes in residential electrical service. Whether it's computer and data cable wiring, fiber optic cabling, telephone and voicemail systems, home theaters, pools, hot tubs, spas, or whatever your electrical service needs, Walla Walla Electric can help you. Call Walla Walla Electric at 525-8672. That's 525-8672.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Burleski Stadium. I was joined briefly by the three guys, Tompkins, Richard, and Worth, and they are heading out. They're wanting to take off to get some things done, and they weren't able to stay to talk. One of the things they wanted me to make sure to stress to the listeners out there is that game doesn't mean anything right now. It's all about the second game at 8 o'clock, and that's the one that matters. You can see that they weren't overly pleased with how they played, and really, I mean, that's, you really look at it this way, is that those kids just shut out a regional playoff team, 5-0. The pitching performance was great. If you sit down and look at the line score on it, Mike Richard pitched 4 innings, gave up 3 hits, no runs, no earned runs, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts, and then Tompkins came in for 3 innings, gave up 1 hit, no runs, no earned runs, no walks, and 1 strikeout, and shut out a very good St. George Dragon team. The thing that I think they're most disappointed about is how they swung the bats, because Gallagher pitched 6 innings, gave up 5 hits, 5 runs, 3 of them were earned, 4 walks, 9 strikeouts for the Irish, which is a huge strikeout total for the Irish. And 6 hit-by-pitches, they left 11 guys on base in 6 innings. And you know that they're not real pleased about that, and that the Irish are never satisfied. And I think that's one of the big things on why they've been able to go as far as they have, is that the kids don't sit back on their haunches and say, oh, hey, look at us. We did a great job there in that game, and we're pretty pleased with ourselves. And they get caught up in that, and then they won't win that next game and won't move on. They are never satisfied, and that's something that was started a long time ago by one of the players for the Irish, Rich Geese, back when I was a young pup still playing, and it was something that he ingrained into us, and I'm sure someone above him ingrained it into him out there on the Irish baseball field, and the Dunhams, both Dunhams, Doug and Dean, and Geese and Aaron Scott, and some of those guys from the past, Donaldson and Marticelli. You get some of those guys talking to us young kids when we were playing, and it was never be satisfied. If you get a team down, go after them, go for the throat. You want to put them away. The thing is that attitude and the way that the Irish go about it, this game is over. They've won great. Yeah, the pitching was good, but it could have been better. The hitting was good, but it could have been better. And that's the thing. They scored 5 runs, great, but they should have scored more, in their opinion. And that's what keeps the fire burning for the Irish. And so they said, hi, and we got to get going down onto the field. And they're actually all meeting behind home plate, talking with Coach Cox. Coach Cox going over some of the things that they need to work on for this next game as Riverside Christian and Tudor Lake get warmed up out here on Burleski Stadium. So it's going to be real interesting to see how they come out in that second game hitting-wise with their bats, because I really believe that they can hit the ball a lot better than what they showed today. But, hey, give Gallagher credit. Gallagher battled the whole day out there. He was able to get in as a sophomore. He was able to sit down and leave 11 guys on base, utilizing his breaking ball, his fastball. He was spotting it. I know he was a little upset on some of the calls that the umpire made, but really he did his best to work around that. The freshman behind the dish, I can't say enough about that young man, a very, very talented young man in Trenton Hoff, and I'm sure we'll see him down the road again as Trenton, just a freshman, his second year playing for the Dragons. Really showed his stuff behind the dish, and he's a really good receiver back there. And, hey, got a hit today, and was able to get on base in the fourth inning. So the Dragons were able to get four hits in seven innings and give the Irish a very good game. We thought it was going to be a close game. It was. When we come back, we'll go ahead and finish it out, and then we'll let you know when we're going to start our next broadcast for the championship game to send the winner on to state. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
Have you been to the new Napa store on East Isaacs next to John's Wheatland Bakery? 9th Street Napa recently merged with Walla Walla Motor Supply, creating the only locally owned full-service auto parts stores in Walla Walla. The machine shop is still located on 2nd Street, and Napa's new Isaacs store isn't just a place to shop. It's a place to experience. With over 12,000 square feet, the Isaac Street Napa store is a full-service auto parts store offering custom paint mixing, hydraulic hose building, and with more than 350 years of combined experience between them, simply the most knowledgeable staff you'll find anywhere. Get the good stuff at Napa.
When you think of quality and reliability, you think of Toyota and Abadjon Motors in Walla Walla, where we sell a better car for less every day. Every in-stock new 2005 and 2006 Camry and Solara are priced $3,000 off MSRP, or get as low as 2.9% financing. That's right, $3,000 off on America's favorite car. So don't miss out. There's never been a better time to buy, and selection is limited. Abadjon Toyota, Eastgate, Walla Walla, where everybody gets a great deal.
Everybody gets a great deal.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
It's a sign of the times. Banking is going national. More and more local banks are being bought up by national conglomerates, and that means less personalized service for you. At Community Bank, they're the opposite pole on the spectrum. They truly are local money working for local people. At their branches, you'll be treated as an individual with answers to your questions from a real person. See the difference at Community Bank in Pendleton, Hermiston, Milton, Freewater, and Walla Walla. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Berleski Stadium, where the Irish are victorious in the first game here. At that's supposed to be the 10 o'clock game, actually ended up being the 2 o'clock game. Only 1 hour and 40-some-odd minutes for this game. So a well-pitched ball game, quick through the game. Now we're waiting for the Tootle Lake Fighting Ducks and the Riverside High School Knights, the Riverside Christian High School Knights. And both these ball clubs have a pretty good chance through here. There's been a little bit of talk back and forth. Tootle Lake with the kind of royal blue uniforms, bright blue, and the Riverside High School Knights with a darker blue warming up over here on the first base outfield foul line. And there's a little bit of a discrepancy as the Tootle Lake Fighting Ducks have 7 seniors to the Riverside High School Knights 4, but as we know, that doesn't mean everything. But it's a good little indicator of some of the kids that they might have out there. Tootle Lake winning their league and actually being the league champions, and just because they're league champions, they still have to go through the districts, and through districts they fell a little bit and ended up being the number 3 seed out of District 4. The Riverside Christian Knights ended up out of District 5 as the number 2 seed, but as we heard Kim Cox say in the opening interview that he had, is that, hey, just because these guys are number 2, 3, 4, 1, it doesn't much matter. The Tootle Lake Fighting Ducks were league champions. The St. George Dragons were champions, and St. George was the number 3 seed coming in here and gave the Irish a run for their money. And so just because they're ranked lower in the seeding bracket just means on how they did in that last district tournament, and it doesn't really mean much. I do have some information about Riverside Christian, as Tyler Harlington, the 481 hitter and the number 2 pitcher, broke his right hand sliding into second base against LaSalle in the district championship. And so that's going to be a worry for the Knights going into that second game if they make it out of the first game. Tootle Lake, don't know what their injury situation is. I'm going to see if I can get some more information on them here before we start it up. And they're going to be taking infield here quite quickly. And it'll be interesting to see how this game is going to turn out. The Irish will play the winner of this game. Make sure to keep it tuned in to 100.7 throughout this afternoon, as the game's supposed to start at 8, but then again, this game that we're getting ready to go out was supposed to start at 5, and it's 4:11, so we're going to be probably ahead of schedule the way things are looking right now. So Tootle Lake getting ready to take infield and outfield. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have some more information from you and for you, and I'll also give you a little breakdown on the pitching matchup as they're out warming up right now out in the bullpens. You're listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Seeing eye dogs are highly trained animals that do a job. They are not simply pets. Never touch or feed a seeing eye dog without the owner's permission. Anything that distracts them puts the person they help at risk. Seeing eye dogs are amazing animals that should be appreciated for the job they do and left alone. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
You boys keeping the customers happy now.
Mama mia.
Our new house sampler was such a success,
but it left out some toppings you like the best. So if your favorite pizza didn't win the race,
we will make you a sampler that suits your own taste.
I would have liked the Shabam to win.
If I'd had my choice, the Clarkson Special would win.
You see, we have so many pizzas to choose.
Order your favorites and no one will lose.
Just select your four favorite pies.
And we'll create your own sampler right before your eyes.
Vasari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Nobody sells new Pontiac Buicks or GMCs for less. Nobody. For 55 years now, Dale Graves has offered these quality cars and trucks at the lowest prices available anywhere. Hassle-free, pressure-free, and worry-free are words that describe Dale Graves' family-owned dealership. Anniversary special prices, great service, and huge factory incentives are reasons to purchase right now. Dale Graves has been a community leader in the automotive business for 55 years. Pontiac Buick GMC. We are professional grade. Open every day on South 9th across from the fairgrounds. Walla Walla.
Need some fabrication work or machining done? Walla Walla Farmers Co-op has one of the best fab shops that you'll find anywhere. Whether it's sprayer parts, steel tubing, steel plate, steel shaft, chrome cylinder shaft, stainless steel, or aluminum, there's no job too small or too large for our full-service machine and fabrication shop. Come in and see what else we have to offer at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op Machine Shop, 928 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Western Farm Service for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs. And for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Western Farm Service is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish all the best in their bid for a state championship. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Western Farm Service, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
How is it that L&G Ranch Supply can keep their prices so darn low? Well, for starters, they are a member of one of the largest farm and home store chains in the country, which gives them incredible buying power. Couple that with truckload pricing, and you end up with some of the best savings you'll find anywhere. And L&G has been family-owned and operated since the 60s, which makes shopping at L&G simply a delight. Try it sometime. There's no other store like L&G. Find out why at 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
And we're sitting here watching the two pitchers warm up. Starting for the Riverside High School Knights will be Tyler Dornick, the sophomore pitcher. And just because he's a sophomore don't mean he's little. He's a big old kid, and he's warming up down here on the first base line. Starting for the Tootle Lake Fighting Ducks will be senior Will Libby. And Libby, a little bit smaller than Dornick, but has some pop in the glove there. As we're sitting here watching him warm up, the right-hander, both right-handed, Tootle Lake done with their infield here at Burleski Stadium, and now the Knights heading out to take their infield at Burleski Stadium. And we look down onto the field, and we can see Tyler Harlington, the 481 hitter for the Knights, with a cast on his right hand. I'll have to have a chance to go down and talk to him and maybe talk to the coach between games and get some more information for listeners at home for that second game, and then also get a chance to talk to the Tootle Lake Fighting Ducks and see what I can find out for y'all. And that's about it, really, from Burleski Stadium. We're sitting here, going to wait till this game's about over, and about the fourth inning, we're going to be checking back in with the radio station and probably getting ready to go on the air for pregame. Make sure to keep it tuned in to 100.7 FM KHSS, and we will make sure to keep you updated and give you the scores from here at Burleski Stadium between the Tootle Lake Fighting Ducks and the Riverside Christian High School Knights, and who the Irish will be playing in the last game here at the District 4, I'm sorry, the Region 4 baseball tournament here in Walla Walla. And we'll also be able to bring you some other scores from around the state when we come back. I do have some information from track. Both the boys and girls have won the district meet over in Colfax, and so that's the only information we have so far. When we have more, we'll make sure to bring it down to you. I hope you enjoyed listening to the first game in this doubleheader of the Irish baseball pursuit to get to a championship again for for the Irish. You've been listening to Irish Baseball on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Good players aren't simply born. They are formed. DeSales Irish coaches have known about this for some time now. Fine young men and women who make a positive contribution to society aren't simply born either. They, too, are formed. Walla Walla Catholic Schools have also known about this, and they've been forming some of the finest Christian young people in our society for 135 years. The doctors at Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic recognize Walla Walla Catholic Schools for a job well done, and they wish the Irish the best of luck during the playoffs.
Concrete Industries is Walla Walla's premier supplier of ready-mix concrete, sand, gravel and block. With the largest mixer and hauler fleets in the Valley area, Concrete Industries has a truck for every size job. And their fully computerized batching system and on-site quality control personnel allow Concrete Industries to offer professional mix designs for that special job. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143 or visit their website at k4concreteindustries.com.
Conan Rock Products is your place to go for the finest materials and the friendliest service available. Need some riprap for enhancing your stream bank? How about some decorative rock? Perhaps you need your driveway graded, graveled, and rolled. Who you gonna call? Conan Rock Products at 938-6856. Conan Rock Products is a proud sponsor of DeSales Irish Athletics. Serving Walla Walla's rock product needs for more than a generation, that's Conan Rock Products. Call them today at 938-6856.
Having a hard time finding quality RV and mini storage? Check out Burns Street RV and Mini Storage over by Memorial Golf Course in Walla Walla. David Conan and Pat Rhodes have built a state-of-the-art RV and mini storage facility. They even have insulated units for cars and antiques. Burns Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Street by Memorial Golf Course. For more information, call 520-1467. That's 520-1467.
Taking care of household responsibilities can really be time-consuming. Between paying the bills, cleaning the house, cutting the grass, grocery shopping, and more, who has time to maintain their comfort equipment? Fortunately, Grassy Refrigeration makes it easy with their planned service agreement. Under this plan, their technicians will come out to your house to check and service your system to make sure that all components are functioning the way they should. Plus, you get discounts on parts and labor and priority service in case of an emergency. If only everything else was this easy to take care of. Call Grassy, 529-9700.
Thinking about networking and fiber optic cabling for your home or business? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about outfitting your home or business with a backup generator? Think Doyle Electric. Thinking about security, fire alarms, or surveillance systems? Think Doyle Electric. Doyle Electric is a full-service electrical contractor serving all of Walla Walla's residential, commercial, farm, and industrial needs. And Doyle Electric is pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. Give Doyle Electric a call today at 529-2500.
Talk about bad luck. First, one of the kids left the dome light on in the car, needed to be jumped the next morning before I could get to work. Then the wife locked her keys in the car and needed expert help getting the door open without damage. Then we needed a rental car after our own car broke down the day before our trip to the in-laws for the holidays. Each time we called the same place, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental. No, we haven't needed a tow for a while, but you can guess who we'd call. Lightfoot's Towing at 525-1680. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
There was once a boy named Bucky who played Babe Ruth in Hermiston, Oregon. Now, Hermiston Babe Ruth has a business checking account at Banner Bank, and one of its supporters is Banner customer Dave Ego of Cottage Flowers, where Debbie Watson purchased an arrangement to congratulate her former neighbor, that little boy named Bucky Jacobson, on his first major league homer. It just goes to prove that we're all in some way connected to the same bank. Banner Bank. Better ideas, better banking. Member FDIC.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular.